Djokovic just lost to someone.
Indian Wells.
Oh shit. Yeah. This guy sucks.
He's out of form, man.
This guy sucks.
The greatest at this point.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night. You're back with Let Him Shoot. We're back after a long week. It feels like we didn't record last week for some reason.
That's what I was thinking.
It's because I wasn't here.
Because it was quickie diggy. That's why I was just quick.
It was what?
Quickie diggy.
I don't like that.
I hope there's beef on this episode.
Yeah, inshallah there will be.
Stroganoff.
Inshallah there will be. Yeah, Stroganoff. To my right.
It's your boy MJ, Born African Gang. Blessed to be here again. It was interesting, like interesting results, you know. I feel like a couple teams are a bit gassed. Come down to earth a little bit, you know. But we'll get into it. Yeah.
This guy wants to start straight away.
He's lucky. I'm ready.
I got to instigate the drama.
I got a hybrid car, so I'm ready whenever.
You know who it is, best young chef in Canberra. We're back. Back. Ready?
Hello. You've been doing Ramadan.
Me? Yeah, I have been, man.
Austin.
To his left, trying to.
You know you can't vape.
Me? Yeah. I don't, man.
But defeats the whole purpose of Ramadan. Was he vaping?
At Office Works.
Oh, yeah. You say hi?
Yeah, you're a funny guy, bro.
Yeah.
You know what he said to me?
What?
He said, actually, I'll tell you guys after.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you after.
Okay, sounds good.
About how he hates immigrants or something.
No, it wasn't that. He asked me what I was printing. He's a funny guy.
Was it like blame Paul Samuel? Magazines? Did he say something like that?
No, he didn't. Blame Samuel. Fuck shit. Used to be Pengus Tekkers, now just yeah.
Isn't it Samuel? Cinnamon Bun Samuel?
Yeah, Cinnamon Scroll. Double glazed. I had a double what?
I was gonna say glazed.
Oh, okay.
Whoa!
Yo,
double glazed cream donuts.
I had a Krispy Kreme donut.
Don't point at me when you're saying it.
I'm saying like double back.
You're doing these ones.
I had a nickname you give it.
I had a Krispy Kreme donut straight from like
move on.
The place that makes them.
Yeah,
it came out hot. No, but you know how they don't make them in all the Krispy Kremes. Only one makes them, and they deliver it to the rest.
Oh,
I had it from the one where they're making it. You know, if the lights on, you get a free one. You guys know that?
No.
If the light sign is on, you can say like, oh, like the light's on, can I get a free donut? And they give you a free one.
Really?
Yeah, bro. And they're hot.
Free glaze.
Free, bro. It was hot as well.
Hey, what's this place called again?
Krispy Kreme.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, bro. Right. That's one of the best.
To his left.
I want my birthday cake to be Krispy Kreme donuts.
You want your cake to be double glazed?
Yeah, you don't like double
glazed. So you want a Krispy Kreme cake. Bud wants Pavlova. Fuck, this group is finished.
Krispy Kremes are delicious.
You want your cakes to be glazed? You say yeah.
Of course, bro.
Well, shit, man. What's going on? It's your boy, Bjorn, with a B. P-E-B is my name. Back at it. Start this motherfucking shit, bro.
Make sure you like, share, subscribe. Some of my favorite comments from last week. Actually, this is my outright favorite. Why the hell was Bud combing his skin last step?
Chitty. That's got to be racist.
Chitty said, Bud combing his skin.
Bro, this guy, every time I see his name, I think of, there was no one like me. There was no one like Chitty Bang.
Yeah, bro.
I was like, looking at the monster like, damn.
MJ was holding his breath going,
Now, he's black, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait till they see our announcement.
That's a funny video, bro. I want to see your hairline now.
It's going to be crazy.
So what did he say? He said, I'm combing skin.
Yeah.
Sorry, bro. I'm not 57 years old and waiting for Arsenal to still win.
What he doesn't go for Arsenal. He goes for Chelsea.
Yeah, he goes for Chelsea.
Yeah, he's your guy.
C Green said, need a video of you guys mic'd up for sure. Yeah, I think that would definitely be.
Doing what? Doing what, bro?
He wants us mic'd up. In game.
Someone should invite us to a charity match.
A charity match would be good.
We beat everybody, though.
Yeah.
True. Nice. Played.
True. If Mitch could even play, I reckon we would still win.
Us rhythm about winning.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Riley can even play, and I promise we'll get the win.
Fair.
Even.
That's fair.
Cool. If you guys don't believe us, message these guys. They're called Rhythm Hey, you ask them about what we did to their tournament.
Mm.
Got we a had ruckus. No subs. We are, no, we had
no
one
subs.
Sub. One sub.
Yeah. We didn't even get water. Fuck it.
Yeah, they didn't even give us water. They put us in a different car park as well.
They gave us the hardest pool of death. Mm-hmm. Fuck that shit up.
FPL punishments.
Oh yeah!
Quickly. Good for last bow. Month.
You and Riley.
In first place, we had Tom, 4 out of 4 wins, 219 points total. Second place, Jeremy, 4 out of 4 wins, 217 points total. Third, Deny, 2 wins. Bud, the
fuck is
2
dead.
Wins. Mitch, 2 wins. Samuel escaped relegation with 1 win. Riley, 1 win in 7th. And MJ, 1 win. No, 0 wins.
MJ had 0, yeah.
Oh, did he get
0? Last.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Nah, well, I got bored, man. I got bored. I wanted some content for the people, so I figured I'd give you
guys. I thought I should get a punishment. Right.
That's well, this is for MJ and Riley's 4th punishment of the season.
Come on, let's go. MJ's climbing the wrong side of the ladder.
Who wants
he's
it first?
Going down.
Pause.
All right, MJ's like, MJ's like on a pirate ship going onto land.
He's walking.
You know
how you're
going to climb down a pirate ship? MJ's trying to climb down a pirate ship.
Too many injuries, man.
We'll spin the wheel. Who wants to go first?
I don't know if I want to go first. MJ can go first.
I reckon the guy that got 0 wins
you
should
guys
go
like
first.
MJ's dead. Yeah. Fuck, I was crying.
Yeah, it was good.
But it looks so.
Yeah,
you're trying
to disguise it first. Yeah,
I swear to God, if he gets 4.
You gotta be.
Oh no!
What is
who's this for? MJ.
Yeah,
MJ.
Goal
it's the goal recreation.
I thought it was lemonade stand.
And we pick the goals and the celebrations. You have to recreate.
And you have to recreate, and you have to be all the members.
Can we do video? Can we do the
everyone
yeah.
the video?
Yeah.
Can we do the one where
like you're everyone in the video? So like you're the guy passing to you. Yeah. You're the guy.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Can we do the celebration where?
Yeah, yeah, definitely there'll be one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, easy.
You
have to do the real thing?
Yeah, the Gary Lineker one. We'll put some white stuff on the ground.
Rather.
From West Tigers.
That was a great outcome for me.
Again?
Yeah, sorry.
Again, isn't it?
Again.
He can't do it.
Yeah, oh, he can't get it again because he paid.
Oh, please be dropped off.
He's nervous.
I'm nervous.
Yo,
we'll be paying. Lucky I got Riley this week.
You should have gone first.
Yeah.
All right, if he's paying,
Riley
do another spin.
Dropped off. Tom won the money, I'm sure.
Nah, do it. I reckon chopped off.
It could be funny.
It could be very funny.
It could be.
You could be there for 8 hours.
I could be. Yeah. I didn't say mum's life.
I heard you say.
You know, I said this one. I didn't want to do.
You know, if you get dropped off,
really,
this could be good publicity for your
team. I'll do dropped off if it was like
Mitch paid.
We had all day.
Or, I'll be onto something.
What do you mean you have all day?
Pay people and food to get
no,
home.
Like if I didn't have to do anything for them.
Just do it.
Yeah, I generally might. I'll think about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Well, they're the punishments. Let's go. Today we're doing...
How the hell did I get here?
Grading all the best Premier League signings. Not all the best, but all the biggest Premier League signings.
Perfect.
23-24 season.
Forgot. End of month. Will that.
They already saw it. we're going to be grading signings. Let's go. Everyone
pick up your grades.
Premier League signings, by the way, guys.
Premier League signings, 23-24.
So saying Jude, where's Jude and shit?
We're going to start from the bottom of the Prem. Not every club needs this much screen time on here. So we're going to go Luton. We're going to go Ross Barkley as the first one. Guys, do your gradings.
Comment your favorite glazed donut. Mine's Krispy Kreme.
3, 2, 1, reveal. For the audio listeners, Bud A, Samuel A, Riley A, Jeremy B, MJ A, MJ Y.
Excellent signing. Signed him on a free. He's got a lot of experience. He's been very, very good. He's a leader. He gives the club a lot. And I feel like even if they get relegated and he leaves for money, they've made money. If they stay up, they've got a great player. So either way, for me, it's a win-win.
Yeah, spot on. I've gone B only because I think he leaves Luton at the end of the season because he's over exceeded. I don't even think you need over. He's exceeded expectations. And therefore, Luton won't be able to hold on to him come next season. He's already been linked with United, back at Chelsea, a few clubs. So,
we
I don't know. Chelsea obviously won't.
Yeah, we won't side him.
A few clubs. You know, also, what do you guys think, sorry, if he goes back to the level we expect him to be at in terms of club, does he perform? Or is it another case of...
What level is that, though?
Where do you expect Ross Barkley to play?
I don't know. For me, I feel like he can thrive at a Crystal Palace level side.
100%,
I feel like if he's at a higher level, then he's not going to... I don't think he's going to be Ross Barkley at that.
So level. Crystal Palace, like I think even 13, like a West 14. Ham.
Yeah,
like Bournemouth. I see him at Bournemouth as well.
I see him at a mid-table. Yeah,
mid-table, I'd say.
But he could also still be that team's best mid-table.
West Ham are quite high.
Yeah, I don't think West Ham.
No.
He could go to a good team and just not start.
I'm just saying, you guys say mid-table, but Riley said West Ham. Well, I don't think I'm saying they're like six. So no, I don't. Do you think he can do it that?
He could go to West Ham.
Nah,
to West
I don't know.
Fucking Calvin Phillips starts for them. This guy's way better.
No, he
better
doesn't.
Than him.
He's already been dropped.
Disaster class.
But anyway, all right, perfect.
Good.
We'll smash that. Let's go up from Luton. The next team on the ladder is.
Didn't Luton sound like Kabori as well?
Yeah, what do you reckon? What do you rate Kabori?
Well, if I had to do a quick one, I'd give him a D.
Give Kabori pause. A D?
Pause.
No, we don't need to pause this whole thing. Let's go Bournemouth. No, sorry. Let's go Forest. Anthony Elanga.
Ooh.
What are we doing? This could split the room, I think. 3, 2, 1, show.
Oh my god! Actually, let me get a B. Sorry,
this guy's looking for something.
B. Tell me why.
B. I feel like he's playing the best football of his career. He even said that. He came out and said, "I feel like I'm my most confident. I feel like I'm playing the best football I've ever played. I feel like what we're seeing from Elanga is what a lot of people expect to see at United. I think he's completely like adjusted his game to be not just dangerous, but now he's providing goals and assists, which nowadays is very important. And I think for a team that's struggling and a team that doesn't get as many chances and doesn't score so many goals, I feel like it's important to have players who can create and to score.
Do we think it's like a pressure thing? Like that player, these players...
Like he was on too much pressure at United?
Well, I thought he was performing until the manager that liked him got the axe.
Yeah.
So I think it's just unlucky because I thought he was doing well. And then the new manager came in, Erik ten Hag, and it kind of derailed his career. But no, I think I generally think in this United team he could have performed as well. But yeah, he's been great.
Is he Dutch as
well? 5 goals, 7 assists, Swedish.
Nah, Swedish.
Swedish. That's probably why he didn't say it. United. His last name wasn't Elanga Den. That's probably why.
Mm.
Yeah.
Den?
Good. Riley, A, why?
A, I think for the same reasons. I think he's had a great season. He's performing quite well for them. I think his transfer value would have elevated due to this season, which is why I think that it's an A signing for them, because I don't know how much it actually was. But 15
mil.
15 mil is not bad. I think you could probably get 30?
Yeah.
Maybe like around there. Like you've almost doubled that for a team that's near the bottom to get 30 mil. That can
How much
get
is a Wobi 30?
Signings.
We'll get to that later.
I feel like he was around that. Yeah, so you get 30 for Elanga. That's pretty decent. I mean, 15 for Elanga. That's a decent sign.
A Wobi's better than Elanga.
I agree. But I'm just comparing the two.
Okay. Fair enough. Let's go up again. We'll leave Forest because there's a lot of signings there.
Be here for 2 hours.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Murillo.
Let's go Everton. And we've got a couple. First, we're going to go Beto. Three, two, one. We've got 3 E's. Bud's gone. D. MJ. D.
I could not. Couldn't give that an E.
Yeah. I don't know why. Oh, MJ, you go first. Why D, not E for you?
I feel like with strikers, it's hard. Because there's expectation to do well. But I think in some instances, I don't know if he's been given a great opportunity, one, and a great side. I mean, Everton, they've had their moments this season where they've been performing, but it kind of looks like he's coming at a bad time and now he's not confident. So we it's hard to know, is this guy actually really bad or is he just in like a weird moment performance-wise? But I don't think it's a great signing. I think they could have done much better, but I don't think it's the worst possible signing, because I think he can still, he's still got a bit about him, which I think, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's just, he's, I think it's a bad signing, but I don't think he's a bad player. And I think he's having been forced to play a system that he's probably not used to, whereas the striker ahead of him knows how to play this kind of way, and that's why he's been favoured more. But yeah, that's all I can say, really.
I did a video about Beto on my TikTok, and I think he is the, he's got all the exact same attributes as certain other big freak, plays for City. But
would you say he's better than
the guy can't finish
DCL?
Attributes.
I think he's a better player.
I think he's got more attributes, but
DCL will probably
score. He's nowhere near as effective. I think he scored 2 goals this year.
The moment I knew when this...
DCL's already scored 2 as well.
I don't think DCL's good.
Yeah. The moment I knew when this transfer was doomed is when he signed and he said to the fans, you can't expect me to score goals, but you can expect me to work hard.
That's what Everton Sharkers do, though.
I don't like it.
I just feel as though Everton could have done more in the market. Considering how much Chelsea bought Jackson for.
Yeah.
Surely you can get better bang for your buck in somewhere other. He was like 23 mil.
Yeah.
I feel as though you could have found someone else who was more of a ball player, and since you've already got the Calvert-Lewin option.
Yeah, and that's knowing Calvert-Lewin's out of form as well. I thought you'd just be like, all right, let's go and get a mad striker or a very good striker.
But is he better than Mope?
No.
I don't think he is.
I think so.
I think he suits Everton more. I don't think he's better than Mope.
But do you reckon Beto is quite similar to Calvert-Lewin already?
No, like, I don't think so.
No, it's way more physical.
I think like he's obviously a bit more physical, but DCL, I think they've thrived on physicality.
I think they're similar.
Not this season. Yeah. DCL this season has been DCL below in everything, not just like footballing. Physical as well.
He's like the best player aerially in the whole Premier League.
Yeah.
But I mean,
Beto
this season.
Is like a big...
Like I think they're similar.
I know Beto is big, but I think... I don't know. I don't think they're too far different. I think Beto is a better player.
That's why I don't like the signing, because I think they're too similar.
Yeah, I agree.
If one's already not working, then why are you going and getting the exact same thing? Try something different.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
But it's
yeah. You want him to bring a white striker,
yeah,
right?
It's Sean Dyche.
It's these big,
because their third
aggressive
option would have been Wood.
Animals aren't working. Try something else.
He's melanin. He's colored dudes.
Alright, let's go. Next one.
A zoo in this club.
Next one. Let's go. I want to go Brentford and go Nathan Collins.
Oh. Didn't even know they signed him this year.
Signed from Wolves.
Oh yeah.
25 mil, I think,
Wolves
as well.
Wolves used to have best ball playing centre backs.
3, 2, 1. I'm going to go C because I think he is a good player. I think he's like very, very talented on the ball for an English centre back. But he is so inconsistent that it's making me doubt. It's kind of like when Stones moved to City, how he was just mistake prone.
Yeah.
Because they're on the ball a bit more. I don't know. I think it hasn't like gone the exact way Brentford wanted. And maybe that's because injuries, other positions, they've had like their whole back line out at times. But he just hasn't shown a level of consistency to say that it's been a good signing, like above average.
I agree.
Yeah, exact same.
And if anything, the games that he plays good in haven't been like something to be like, he needs to be bumped up from a C to like a B or like a A.
Yeah.
So C's just...
His standouts have been like decent.
Yeah.
B, you guys, anything you want to say?
I would only say that he's a B because I think he has had some of those standout games this season where in that back line, he's been like kind of one of the better defenders. So I think if you're one of the better defenders out of 4, it's a pretty good signing. I reckon a B.
You mean 8.
I feel like he's out of 15. He's a sure thing in that Brentford side. And I feel like when you sign someone and they become a key figure in the side, and I feel like Brentford would look very, very different without him. And I think he's kind of like that leader on the right side of the field.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, fair.
Let's go up. Let's go up again.
Dun, dun, dun.
We're going up all the way to 12. Fulham, Alex Iwobi. 22 mil signed from Everton. Thoughts, feelings? You guys got your grade ready? 3, 2, 1.
I'll go City.
Oh, what the fuck? What do you guys not like about how Iwobi's been for Fulham this year?
He's doing exactly what I expected him to do, especially under his dad, the coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely expected him to perform like this. I think this is his level. I feel like the way he's playing, he's a good midfielder for a...
So why is that not meeting expectations?
I feel like he's just at its standard. I don't think he's been exceptional. I don't think he's been great. I don't even think he's been... I don't think he's been above average, above just regular Alex Iwobi. I feel like to me, he's been regular Alex Iwobi at a team that suits him more.
And to me, he's had better games at Everton so far. So if I can't say that he's been good...
I reckon he's been better at Fulham.
I think he's... No, I'm not saying that the consistency level is different. I'm just saying the games where he's been really good are still... Like in my memory, are still at Everton. I haven't been like, oh, he's been like great. Like had an A-class game in a Fulham shirt.
I feel as though he's been one of Fulham's best players.
Yeah, but that's like saying he's just been consistent. Yeah. Consistently good.
But I feel like Alex Iwobi should be one of Fulham's best players. That's my thing. That's my thinking. I feel like...
And especially, he is.
Yeah, so that's to me is what my expectations were for him. So that's a C. So that's the average. My expectations.
If they meet your expectations, it's a C.
Yeah, if they meet what I thought, if originally what I thought they would do, they do. To me, that's just standard. That's what you're supposed to do. If you are better than that, then that's how you get into B or A.
No way.
For me, of course it is.
So if you thought, C, for instance, C is that let's say standard level. You thought, for instance, Højlund was going to come in and score 12 to 15 goals, yeah. And he does that, that doesn't make it a B signing or an A. That makes it a C.
I'd say a high C or a low B.
Why?
I feel like for me, what my expectations are of somebody, if they come in and if I, it's not if I'm like giving them ridiculous expectations and giving them, then of course it's going to be higher. It's going to be a B or that's if I expect them to over exceed what they've been doing. But I feel like Iwobi hasn't exceeded what he's been doing his whole time in the Prem, especially since he left Arsenal. I feel like this is just the normal Iwobi.
And I think a signing that's been in the Prem is different to a signing that's gets rated different to a signing that's new.
But wasn't Iwobi not one of Everton's best players last year?
I think he was.
One of.
Yeah. And
probably top three.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I see him.
Fulham have signed him for 20 mil.
And he's doing exactly what he was doing last season.
So why is that not a good signing?
I think it's on.
Because I would have given him a C.
He's done more.
I would have given him a C last year had he been...
Like why?
Playing wise, a C.
I don't think he's done...
He's the exact same.
I don't think he's done more than a C level for what I expect of Iwobi. I feel like in the past and in games, he's underperformed, which has made when he does go back into form, look better. But I feel like when he's in form, that's more so just his... That should be his regular performance. I feel like his consistency... especially at Everton, for a while, was fluctuating and he was playing relatively poorly. And then I think when he plays back to his level, it looks good because he was previously poor.
Okay, for me, Iwobi, 20 mil, they've got a Prem-proven midfielder, can control games. Him next to Paulinho is a decent midfield for the Prem, especially for a mid-table side. And this season, he's been one of their better players. And they're sitting, I think, 11th, 12th?
12th.
So kind of where I think a lot of people had them finishing lower this season than they finished last year, obviously, because they had such a good season.
But don't you sign players to get better? Like, and if they're staying around the same, is it really a...
Yeah, but you can't use that logic, especially because your team's coming up next, so...
And also,
but I'm asking the question.
Because of the signing thing as well. So
we're saying like,
they haven't
really played together that much.
The whole time.
Like consistently. How's it a B to you? I'm asking you.
Well, that even they're sitting mid-table.
No, I'm asking you.
I'm saying,
why is it a B?
Well, I just explained.
Yeah, good.
But they're sitting mid-table.
Yeah.
And you've just said Paulinho hasn't even played that much. So without Paulinho, they've had someone in midfield who plays.
Yeah.
And they're sitting
where
a lot of people thought.
No, look, that's fair. I'd give him a B minus if I could. Because I think it's actually a decent signing. I think it's a decent signing.
Let's go Jimenez for Fulham. You guys feel any different? Three, two, one. MJD, Bud D, Samuel C, Riley C, Jeremy C.
C minus.
Mine would be C minus as well, I think.
Yeah, I think for me, I went with D. I feel like whilst it should be a decent signing, I think the risks of how this guy's been in terms of his injury and his form and how much it's fluctuated, I feel like it was always a risk signing him. And I'm not sure if that risk has paid off. How much it should be at least a C, in my opinion.
5 million.
But
okay.
But yeah, I think for what Fulham needed to do in terms of progression, I think they might have needed something more. Because he is a good player, but I just think he struggled ever since that injury to really get consistent and stay in the game. But then that's pretty much the main reason why I don't think it's...
He's missed a lot of games.
From my perspective, the only reason I've gone C and not D is because it was late in the window after Mitrovic had left and they needed like a stopgap for the season.
Yeah.
Five mil, you're getting Jimenez, who's done it for like a few years. Yes, he hasn't scored goals this season, which we expected. I think he scored like five. But
at the end of the day, if he finishes the season with eight or so, that's not a bad season for
It's not Chelsea five mil.
Wasn't that like all in a row? Like he had a bit of a streak.
He had a little bit of a run,
Five mil to get you five goals.
It's a decent experience as well.
5 mil is different for different clubs though.
Yeah, definitely. But
it is different for different clubs. But for a mid-table side in the Prem, that finished top half last year.
I think it stinks a little bit just because now they've got the striker that's banging goals and then they've just signed another loony striker. So
you're doing nothing.
Exactly. So you've bought three or two in the space.
But it is hard to replace your club's best player.
Yeah.
When he left on such short notice as well.
Yeah. He's banging goals in Saudi as well.
Let's go.
Did you see that they have the longest streak ever in world football?
27 or something.
Unbeaten,
We're going to get some disagreements now because we're going to 10th, 11th place Chelsea.
11?
2 games in hand. Thank you very much.
Really?
11? On some teams.
They have one on Newcastle, one on Wolves, one on Brighton, who are all above them.
Oh, my bad. I got one game off wrong. Still one game on.
So you have no... I could have said you had no games in hand.
You just said it's one.
Because it's one game off, though.
Yeah, but it's still one.
You said there's two.
There's points to be won, brother.
Let's start with Caicedo.
Yeah.
Moises Caicedo moved to Chelsea for a record transfer fee of £115 million. Three, two, one, turn.
I'd say a C minus, not just a C.
Well,
this is recency bias, though.
Well, you said a C, so
no. But if I could, I'd put C minus.
Okay,
I mean, tell us
also
why.
Don't care.
Tell us why C.
Because I think obviously everyone knows players aren't in control of the price. If it was a little bit less,
you know that?
I'm if it was to less, see the rest of this. How this
if it was
goes,
less, I think ratings would change. In some people's opinion, because
if it was less.
Well, that's how signings work. Huh? So,
if it was less, it would change. But the main talking point when people criticize him is the money, not his performances, is what I'm trying to say.
It's both.
But it hasn't been mentioned as of late.
It's a chicken and the
egg. No one says he's been playing good.
Chicken and the egg scenario.
So, I'm just saying, in order to rate him, you need to watch all games.
So, why have you given him a C?
If you're going to rate him at the start and say he's bad, watch all the games and then come back.
So why have you given him a C?
Because I've been watching. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I think he's been average.
I think he's come up from a D. At the start of the year, where everyone's put him as a D, I think he's come up from that. And he's been way more consistent throughout the year.
So you think his performances have come up from a D to a C?
Yeah.
But that makes a signing for $120 million worth a C. How does that make sense in your head?
What do you mean?
So a signing.
It's a signing.
No.
When you sign a player, right? Okay. Yeah, go.
So you're saying his performances have gone up from a D to a C.
Yeah.
So a guy who's performing at a C level, who cost $120 million, cannot get a C rating for the signing.
Well, are you done? Can I talk?
Yeah, go.
All right. So you're finished, you're at the start of the year, we were looking for players to fill positions. So we wanted a DM. We bought Caicedo, and he's now looking like the DM we wanted to buy at from the start of the year. We lost Kante, we lost Kovacic.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a player that's filled a void of one of those two in Kante.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's a good signing. Well, not a good signing, but a C level now.
You spend 120 million on it to fill the void.
You're so just repeating what you said, but it's not filling, just answered.
It's not filling
I've
a void.
I've told
though.
You what.
But you're if you're just someone with the intention of them being one of your best players, your standout player, one of your stars. If you sign someone fine. Filling a void is like Arsenal bringing in Jorginho. That's filling a void.
When you're saying,
someone in for
when you're saying
a little bit
the
of
signing,
money.
It's not just him though. It's the whole Chelsea team. When
that's,
you, when you think about it,
the, same thing.
The whole Chelsea team's been poor. It's not just Caicedo.
Yeah.
So you can't.
It hasn't though.
It has
when
been. It has been the whole
say,
team.
When we say Cole Palmer, what are you going to give him a C? You're not. Because you can see that a player can come in, be worth
you,
what they
would you give? You wouldn't give Cole Palmer
well,
an
we'll
a,
get
though.
To Cole Palmer.
Okay.
I definitely will.
I don't think.
Anyway. But the expectation for Caicedo was as a transformative signing. Yeah, to transform Chelsea from 12th, wherever you finished last year, to getting to Europe. That should be the difference between you alone. That should be the difference between you guys finishing 12th and you finishing 6th.
I don't think his signing alone was of a transformative. I think as a collective, those signings
it has to
were.
So then it's a bad signing.
It has to be.
We're saying
it's
a bad signing.
Bellingham, 100 mil is
a
transformative signing.
If Bellingham signs on for 120 million and they don't transform your team at all, then it's a bad signing.
No, but there's other factors that go into transforming a team. It's not just one player.
Then it's a bad
the players
signing.
That do
then
really
wasted,
well, they're outliers.
Then you wasted 60 million.
It's not a waste if I'm just telling you that we had a void that we lost a Kante and then this guy's come in and now he's performing
you
better
signed
than
Kante,
when he started
you signed
year.
Lavia, you just signed Enzo not long ago. You signed Uguchukwu.
Are
signed,
we just going to sit here and list players?
You signed Chukwuemeka.
Because we're
of course,
about
because
Kante
you said he
right
filled
now.
A void. He wasn't
he
brought in to fill the void of not having a DM. He was brought
yes,
in
he was.
To be a star, to be the DM.
Not a star.
To be one of your, of course
yes,
he fucking
he
is.
He wasn't a star. He was to fill the midfield. There was three players.
You
in
don't bring
midfield.
Somebody in for 120 million to fill space.
Nah, you're saying like it was just him that needed to be the best
you
player.
Said you
in
lost
the
three. You said you lost three midfielders.
Correct.
You
exactly.
Signed, okay.
So as a whole, I
so
would
how
give,
many midfielders did you bring
if,
in?
If
about
gonna,
six.
If this was going to be Chelsea as a whole signing, it'd be a DE. But this is Caicedo, who's a player that's going to be playing for many seasons in that position.
We're rating the signing right now.
Exactly.
We're not rating
signing.
The signing in the future.
But it's a signing. Like
exactly,
it's a signing. So we bought this player who was wanted by many clubs.
Yep,
plays the position that we needed desperately.
Yep.
So to me, that's a successful signing. We got the guy.
It's not.
We wanted.
How is it successful?
Not successful, but
right
I mean,
now,
it's a C level
be
now because he's performing better than what he was at the start of the year.
He's performing.
So to me,
at
he's
a,
up.
He's, to you,
he's
performing
better.
At a standard level. He's performing
exactly.
At a,
so, like so, you said,
but
standard is C.
Yeah, but
yes.
No, standard performance.
Standard
it should
performance
be C.
Doesn't equate to standard
be
signing,
C, which it is now. That's
we're
what
doing,
I'm saying.
We're not rating
yeah, but
performance.
The signing.
We're not I'm rating performance.
Performing.
This C is, this Z isn't just for performance.
It's for the signing.
It's for impact. It's for value. It's for how much he was signed for. It's for his
like
performances
I said, like I told you,
and output. It's
he's
all
not,
of those things.
Like we all say, he's not responsible for his price.
I don't give a fuck.
And
if
it was less,
okay.
If it was less, some ratings would be different.
Two-part question. As a Chelsea fan, were you Riley? Actually, I'll ask Riley. Both of you answer. As a Chelsea fan, do you guys think you could have spent the Caicedo money more wisely on another option which would make you guys better off right now? And two, do you think Caicedo was a waste of money?
I don't think it was a waste of money. Like I see what Bud's saying. Like obviously he's not going to be at this level for the rest of his playing years at Chelsea. I think 120 million is too much for the performances that we're getting for sure. Especially when you look at the other players that are around 100 mil that went last season. There's a big difference there. But I think he could get to around the price tag that we did actually pay for him. Whereas for getting someone better, look, probably, I'm not really sure who was actually available, but for 120 million, you probably could get someone better.
So, Bud, no, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't pay 120.
Okay, cool. Easy. Let's stay at Chelsea because we've got a couple. Romeo Lavia, 60 mil. Can make this one quick as well. Three, two, one, go. Okay, me and Samuel have gone C, Bud, MJ, Riley, D. I'm doing C and not D purely because he's been injured throughout his whole time at Chelsea. So we haven't gotten to really see Lavia play at all. And I think the talent he was at Southampton, They paid 60 mil for an 18-year-old, which means you're getting at least 5 or 6 years out of him with the contract he's on. His potential is X amount, quite high as far as DMs go in the world. So I feel as though this year can be a little bit of a write-off because you're assuming he comes back to his potential.
Is he coming back this season?
Next year. Yeah. Potentially, yeah.
I've given this a D, just literally probably the opposite to what you were saying. I think paying 60 mil and he's not like playing. Like we bought him injured. So that's a sign for me. Like if we're comparing it as a signing, it's a D level. If you're buying someone injured and he's still injured now, it's a bad signing.
I get where you're coming from, but he is 18.
Yeah, but I'm saying like 60 mil and he's still injured. But it's not like it's 20 mil and he's okay. Injured.
You viewed the Caicedo one in the future as well.
Yeah.
But why don't you do that with this one?
Because Caicedo's played nearly every game. He's been available.
But isn't it worse to have somebody who's underperformed when they're
playing? Again, that's subjective because like I said, I don't think he's underperformed as of late. Yeah, but for most of the season,
underperforming in general for what he's worth.
But that's what you're saying though.
But what he's worth, he's not performing as a 120 million pound player, is he?
But like I said, I don't value the price as him having to perform at 120.
I'll just wait for your, when you talk about other signings, because this is,
well, obviously.
For me, most of Chelsea's signings have been really, really bad, except for one or two. I just feel like it's hard to gauge this as being a decent signing because I don't know what plan they have for Lavia. It almost feels like they were enticed to buy him because other quality teams were going to buy him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why for me, I'm like, this could just have been a purchase. Like what they kind of used to do in the past where it's like, they hear a guy's good. All right, let's get this guy. But I don't see a plan. He's not playing. So for me, I just can't see this as a good signing. Even though he's young and he's very, very good, that's just too far away for me to say, yeah, this is going to be.
So your basis is more from the club's perspective, more so than the player's perspective.
Yeah, he's a very, very good player. Yeah, so this is not based on the player rating. It's based on the club, their plan, and you're not getting anything from a player when you need something to build now.
And you signed 120 mil person in his position.
Yeah, so like
if they didn't sign Caicedo for 120 and they bought Lavia, I would have been like, okay.
It's a C, let him play.
I could see it, you know, but because of that, I'm like, I don't know what the plan is.
Cool. Let's go. Chelsea, we're still here. And Nkunku, 52 mil from Leipzig. Three, two, one, turn. Bud D, Samuel D, Riley C, Jeremy D, MJD, Riley.
I'm doing this from a perspective of what he actually offers and what he can bring when he does play. Obviously, he's been a bit unlucky with injuries at the moment, as a couple of our players actually have been. But especially, I know I go on about it, but pre-season when he was actually playing, how the team actually looked with him there, I think that would have bumped my rating up to about a B or an A. But just due to injuries and lack of game time, I'm going to stick with a C for that.
Why did you do difference between Lavia and him?
Lavia,
didn't give Lavia D.
It was because Lavia, I didn't see him. I didn't see what the actual like end goal with him was, especially like how MJ
from the club's
said,
perspective.
From a club's perspective, it didn't make sense with our three players and not one of them is really attacking. It just didn't make sense to me.
Okay. Three midfielders, yeah.
Okay. You want to add anything?
Nah. Maybe I saw a thing and it was like, and Nkunku's never ever been used as a number nine like in his career ever. And for now, people to be thinking that he's an out-and-out nine to be the answer because Jackson hasn't been bad, but he hasn't been the like standout crazy number nine that we thought he could be. Or not we, but like that he could be. Whereas Nkunku's been used as like a behind the striker, next to the striker, out wide, even wing back at times. He's never really been that number nine. So I don't know if Chelsea knew where they were going to play him when they signed him. Just based on how many players they have.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, agreed.
Let's go. Cole Palmer, 40 mil from City. Three, two, one.
I'd say B+.
Okay, Bud, you start. Everyone's gone A except for Bud, B. I need this to make sense.
45 mil at the start of the year for...
40 mil.
40? I think it was 45.
Pounds, 40 mil.
But yeah, a player that we, I guess I didn't have expectations for him and he has excelled those, but I just think that in order for us to be, I guess, know where everyone plays on the team, we have to kind of figure out where he has to play first. And to me, he doesn't have a role in that team yet. He just plays on the field. Like, he'll be listed as the right winger, but he's not really there. And to me, once we establish like a position for him, I feel like he could easily be an A. Why is that funny?
Oh shit.
Yeah, right.
So Caicedo and
Lavia
and Palmer one are split grade by one letter grade. No. This is B plus, he's C minus. They're split by
C one. C and B, yeah.
That's a whole two. If we're doing it properly.
Bad man.
Alright.
How can he not be an A?
I think he's a B plus.
He's come in and in his first season, he's had no experience prior.
Yeah.
He's come in and he's completely your team's best player. He's your team's best goal scorer, player, most
because
influential
because
player, biggest impact. Right. His value.
He's the best of underwhelming players though. That's the thing.
No, he's one of the best players in the
league. Because these
right
other
now
players,
his numbers
just
rival,
there's
like
some
a lot
players,
of other
that
players
that are just
that
as talented though. For in me, the squad.
Also his impact on the game.
That's no, I'm saying
his performances,
but B
great
plus is still good as well. It's not like it's a bad score to give someone.
He gave a B though.
But I'm
we can't
just saying,
keep
like,
doing this B plus thing.
No,
for
but
the whole
if,
episode.
It's gotta be.
Well, if I said A, it's different. I'm saying B plus. If I was to give him, I'd give him a B plus.
But he's coming and literally is our best player, bro.
And he shouldn't be.
But we're saying
his expectation was not that.
We're saying he's our best player because everyone else is underperforming.
What is he, 21?
I don't think we're saying that because everyone else is.
I think
no,
he's your
I'm
best player
not,
because he's
we're not
just
we
your best
I'm just
player
saying he's our best player, but there's not much to pick from this season.
Yeah, but,
no,
but the thing is, his performance levels rival other high performers
but then
in
no,
the league.
I understand that. But if we were to look at it from the start of the year and we looked at all the signings before everyone played, would you say that's an A?
Nope.
No, definitely not.
Would you say it's a B?
Nope.
No.
Would you say it's a C?
Yeah, probably.
C, exactly. Like around C,
which
C minus.
What makes it an A now?
Exactly. Right. No. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's because if everyone was performing at Chelsea like they should, this I don't think this would be an A.
I think
for
it
me
would.
But I don't think it'd be
if
an
he
A
was dropping the exact same performances.
It'd be an A.
With,
an
no,
a,
with be, everyone else performing, I'm
be
saying.
A contender
everyone
for
else.
Of the season.
Hang on. What
this isn't relative to Chelsea. This is relative to.
No, but I'm saying what
his
my thing was.
In general. In
my thing
opinion.
Was is that the whole team's unperforming. So it's like easy for some players to like grab that limelight right now at Chelsea and be the best player by far. Like clearly.
Then why isn't it easy for the other players who are performing badly? Why isn't it easy for someone like
no,
Caicedo?
No, but I'm saying exactly.
Who has
like
all
if,
that quality.
If it was just Caicedo this year performing, he would be an A.
No, but not even that. Shouldn't you be giving him more credit then? As a young
no, because
player.
We're 11.
As a, yeah, but as a young player to come in, be our best player. He's literally made cameo appearances for City. He's outrivaled Sterling.
Right. We're still 11.
So-called starred for City. For so many years.
We're 11th.
He's literally outriving.
So you think
bro.
It's
11th.
But you think being 11th, you weren't expected to finish first.
No, but
you weren't expected
way
to
better than.
No.
We weren't expected
his,
to be 11th.
Without his influence
yeah,
in the game, would
be
lower.
Yeah, but
you
weren't expected to be 11th. But exactly. Regardless of where you were expected to be, it doesn't change from the fact that you
it
made
does.
A great signing.
It does, because
he's
that's
he's
why
winning
we,
you like
that's
three
why
points every second game.
That's why we talk about Caicedo in a way.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
if
is.
It
it's
wasn't
about
for Cole
his
Palmer,
price and
if
his,
it wasn't for
and
Cole
where
Palmer,
we are
you
the
wouldn't
table.
Be 11th. You'd be a lot
Caicedo,
lower than 11th.
If Caicedo was still performing like this right now and we were higher like 6th, 5th, it wouldn't be a D. You'd be giving Cs, C pluses is what I'm trying to say.
What?
So I'm saying-
I don't think we would.
Say what you just said again.
So Caicedo right
if
now,
we were
performing how
table.
He is, if we were higher, his rating would have bumped
no,
up.
Absolutely
it
not.
It's it like would have.
It literally, yeah, exactly.
We were doing fine, and Havertz was terrible, and people were still being like, "This was an awful
worst
season.
Signing ever."
Yeah.
Liverpool currently second, and people are going to say Szoboszlai is a bad signing.
I'm going
to. That's what you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So regardless of where you are on the table,
no, I'm saying this is a hypothetical of Caicedo going up, but I'm rating this as of now of Cole Palmer and where we are on the table, which is right now.
But why are you punishing Cole Palmer for Chelsea being bad? But
B+,
you're making it an excuse
B+
for Caicedo.
Is a good rating.
You're making an excuse for Caicedo that Chelsea are bad.
It's not an excuse for Caicedo as of why I gave him a C minus.
You're
saying
C
minus.
It's a C minus.
No, it's a C.
If I'm stating
for the
it,
sake of this, we can't keep saying C minus. Otherwise, it doesn't work.
This is the last time. But I'm saying B plus is not as bad as
B.
B is not a bad rating to give someone that. Yes, he's come in and been great,
but it's not. It just doesn't make sense.
No, but I'm saying he's an A then. He's come in and he's done exceptional, obviously.
And he's a
but I'm just saying that it's easy to see that
he ticks every
he's the best player on the team because we're underperforming.
Would you say that his performances this year have exceeded how you thought he would perform?
Of course.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. I agree with that part.
Yeah, exceeded, like.
I didn't expect
this. Fucking smash it out of the water. Yeah.
Right?
No one did.
But you said Caicedo's performances are
they were
average.
Bad. No,
they're
they were
just
bad.
Average right now. You said they're average.
No, they've improved because I said at the start he was bad.
Yeah, you said they've improved to an average standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you put him as a C.
Not improved to an average, his performances, but I'm saying he's improved to get to from a D to a C.
Exactly.
That's different to saying he's at C level. I don't think he's at C level. I'm saying he's improved to get it to a C.
So Palmer has to be better to so like get if
he,
A from you?
I'm saying like if he keeps going like this.
Everything about the Palmer signing though has A because he's doubled his value easily. He's probably worth 80 mil minimum now.
Yeah.
He scored over 10 goals in the Prem.
Something 26, 25 goals.
Assists, that's just numbers. And then impact on the game, like you said, everyone said he's your most important player in every game.
And that's not even just output, it's performance wise.
Well, I think A is, for me, is a different class.
Okay, but the only way.
Especially at a club that's underperforming in general.
So the only way that.
For me, to get an A is like the club's doing good where they should be, like expected.
Did you give Barkley an A?
Yes, that's what I was literally about to say.
Did I?
Yes.
No, but it's obviously different for that.
Why?
Because the expectation is not to be at the top. The expectation is to survive.
And they're not surviving. And
they're 18th. They're doing good.
They're 18.
No, but I'm saying there's still a pool of team around them.
So Chelsea are still a pool of teams around Chelsea. They could
no, but I'm saying
seven.
Like for me-
Like he said, two games in hand, baby, yeah. We're going up.
Like for me, an A is your team's doing what they should be and the players like exceeding their level. That's an A for me. And Palmer hits one of them, he's-
So Caicedo's not doing what he should be and the team's not doing what he should be, but yet it's still a C.
Ash Ketchum.
Yeah. It doesn't make-
We do. We're going to go last one, Nicholas Jackson, because we're going to stay on Chelsea for too long. I always had De Sassi in here, but it's just going to take too
after
long.
After that own goal.
And I mean, after
that pass back, that assist, that finish, sorry. 32 mil, Nicholas Jackson from Villarreal. What are you guys doing? 3, 2, 1. We got MJ and Bud, C, Jeremy, Samuel, Riley, B. I think mine is very dependent on recency bias.
Yeah.
He's come back from AFCON and I think he's looked kind of electric, kind of dangerous. And I feel as though his upside, considering how old he actually is, 21, 22. Yeah.
It's high.
22,
it's,
I think.
It's quite high.
From what I've seen, it's definitely.
And his numbers aren't the worst. No, they're
not
actually
bad.
Decent.
They're not even bad at all. They're closer to good than bad.
Yeah, he's like pretty much doing what Darwin did. And
he's doing better, I reckon.
A lot of I think he's a better player than Darwin, but I just mean like numbers wise it's similar.
And he's doing those numbers for 32 mil. Struggling.
Yeah, and he's still struggling.
Yeah. I think he is very, very raw.
And wasteful.
Yeah.
Very wasteful, but extremely dangerous. He is a lot better on the ball, can bring others into play.
Yeah.
For me, I don't hate the Jackson signing. I think he's been good this year. Yeah. For what we expected. I had no expectations of it.
As much as I wanted it to be bad as well, for this Darwin, for this.
And there's been periods where he's looked.
Yeah. He's missed big chances. He's young though. And he was only signed for 30 million. So I mean, 30 million to be the starting number nine for Chelsea doesn't seem like, you know, it doesn't mean to me, doesn't seem like he has to bang every week.
And I've got an issue with Bud's selection again, but MJ, why C?
This is harsh. C's are harsh for me because I actually thought he was a decent striker. I thought Chelsea needed more than what they're going to get from him. But like you guys said, his age profile, the way he plays, we're seeing that he can definitely be a very good striker. So I think based on from the start of the season to now, I'd say a C, which is still harsh. But I think he's going to definitely end the season as a B signing. Definitely.
Bud, we can keep going back to you this whole time. But
yeah,
why is him and Caicedo the same? Based on expectation.
Because what I saw at the start of the year compared to now, he's like the Caicedo, he's gone up to a C. I think he has more like rise in him, like to go to a B compared to Caicedo. I don't think if he keeps this up by the end of the season, he could be a B. But from what I saw at the start of the year to now, he's definitely improved, but not quite ready enough to give him a B just yet, just because it's been, he's been in form for like the last 4 or 5 games. It's,
it makes sense considering your expectations of Jackson.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
He's going to win them the league.
Yeah. Because he, Bud thought,
he thinks
he's the answer.
I think he's, he's still the guy.
He actually couldn't
think he's the answer anymore.
He's still the guy. He's I would keep him. At if we were going to buy Osimhen for 120, I'd say
I feel like a reasoning to have Jackson as a C could also be, I don't know if once Chelsea are...
From good, a Chelsea perspective.
Yeah, once Chelsea are good, is Jackson the guy that's going to be starting up? Yeah. And maybe he's not.
Let's go Newcastle. Sandro Tonali. Everyone, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Sorry, audio listeners, but I'm not trolling at all. And everyone else has gone E. You're trolling.
Nah.
Are we going to do it properly or no?
We're doing it properly.
It's not proper.
Please.
What? Like, go.
Yours,
what
makes him go.
A C? I think he's... What we saw of him, he wasn't bought in this window. So are we talking about players this year? Are we talking about the band being this year?
He was.
And now he's an E.
He was bought in this window.
He was signed this summer.
This year, bro.
Summer, sorry. Yeah. To me, he's played, when he's been playing, he's been one of their best midfielders in the team. And we know when he comes back, it's not an injury that's keeping him out. So if he comes back into the squad and he keeps this up, it's not an E for me. Yes, whatever happened, happened.
They could finish 12th. They could finish 13th. They could finish out of European
But I'm basing
places.
It off his performances as well. When he's been playing,
why aren't
been
you
good.
Basing it as a signing though, from the club?
The money they spent on him wasn't that much.
It was 60 mil. 60
which
mil.
Is not that much.
Okay.
60 mil for that's 20, 20,
keep
20
that
60 22,
million. Yeah,
was it?
Keep that price tag.
How old
up,
is he, 22, 23?
keep it up, that 60 mil.
Newcastle bought a guy that most teams wanted.
It's their second highest transfer, I'm fairly sure.
Ever. Exactly. Yeah. And it's-
What do you mean exactly?
I'm saying like they beat, teams, they beat or big teams exactly. to Tonali, which Mate, to me is a great, it's a good sign.
He was always never going to play. He wasn't going to play for 12 months.
No, he's, but he's do you banned. Think the teams that wanted him knew that?
He's banned.
Probably.
AC no, Milan.
It doesn't
you
matter.
You also need teams to know that before you sign somebody.
Why would Newcastle beat somebody like of that profile out to other teams? Teams would have been like,
it's Newcastle. They just got the money.
Why did Isak go 100% new, bro?
Of course they did.
No, that's no debate.
But he can't play. He's going to cost them. He could be the difference between them getting top, getting Europa League and not.
Yeah.
And he's not playing.
The midfield is...
But what I saw from him, I think he's a good signing. From what
Newcastle would be better off this year if they had signed another player that was deep, was good for 50 mil through, and they had them like, throughout the
give
season.
Give me a player that they would have got.
Paulinho. Paulinho from Fulham.
Yeah, sure. Paulinho.
About that much.
60 mil.
Yeah.
I think they're different. Different
Shut
players.
Up,
they're different players.
Shut up.
You pick the player. Anyone good that plays
but
in the same position.
I think he's a good signing.
Exactly. That's what I'm asking.
To me, he's a good signing.
How can it be a good signing if he's played 3 games in the whole year?
That.
Because of a gambling ban.
That's a gambling ban, okay.
What'd you
and
give
I said,
Lavia?
Besides that.
What do you mean, besides
What'd
that?
What'd you give Lavia?
I gave Lavia, I think, a D.
And he's-
3 games makes a difference for one letter?
He gave
Lavia didn't play at all.
He gave him a D.
He's only played like 7 games.
Tonali's played and you've seen him
7
play.
Games.
That's the difference.
He's also been-
And you saw he was one
Lavia's
of their-
Lavia's been injured.
During that time, has he not been one of their best midfielders?
Lavia can come back at the play the last
we
8 games.
Yeah, okay, and then until then, we can rate that.
What?
That's when I can rate
you
that one.
You know he's definitely not coming back.
Who?
Tonali.
But what
for
I'm waiting from what
I
saw.
Squad.
I'm waiting from what I saw and what
How's that
and his price tag.
But also I thought
so
you
it
said
has nothing to do with Newcastle.
So I thought
no, from what him playing.
Okay, so Newcastle
teams have to finish the team to be doing well.
Are Newcastle doing better or worse than expectation?
I don't worse. Know.
What do you mean you worse. Don't know? They finished Champions League last year.
What did I say for them? Obviously worse if they why is it worse? Season's
they finished
done.
In the Champions League last year, they're sitting at 10th now.
They're sitting 10th.
All I'm gonna say to me. They bought this guy that other teams wanted.
They're 13 points off fifth.
That's a win. They didn't have to break the 100 mil barrier for this guy.
They shouldn't
they
have to.
They beat other teams to it.
They shouldn't have to.
He's come in. He's played good. Yes, he's got the bear now, but that's my rating for up until then.
So you rate...
Because
so
he's going to come back in so and
I'm
play.
Gonna rate, when I rate another player, I'm just going to rate him for the games that he played good.
It's not just for the games. It's the signing as a whole.
So how is the signing as a whole?
It can't be a good
signing. I just said how why.
As a whole. You're saying as a whole.
I just said...
You said as a whole, said, but I'm rating him for the games he played. So
I'm
how
not
is
rating
that as
him for the games. I bought... when I say whole, I mean the signing. Teams wanted... They wanted Tonali.
But why did Newcastle get him out of everyone? And why'd they get him for such a low price?
What do you mean? You just said 60 is high. And now you're
saying
that
it's
high,
but you said that it was low.
I didn't say it's low. I said
you
didn't
have to spend 100 mil.
I said 60 was good.
Yeah, it's a good price. Where does that say low?
Okay,
it's a good price. Why do you think they got him for a good price? For someone of that profile, 22?
Do you think the other teams knew about this and decided not to pursue him?
Probably, bro.
And Newcastle, somehow the only team in the whole world.
Due diligence?
They didn't know that. They didn't know that.
It's something that they should know. It's something you should know if you're signing a player for $60 million.
And that has a massive gambling problem.
All I'm saying, at the start of the year, there was teams going for him and Newcastle outbid teams and won.
Yes, and their player was suspended for multiple months.
Again.
So who's laughing now? Every other club that was in for Tonali, do you think they're going, fuck, we missed out on Tonali?
It's just like anyone.
Or are they laughing?
It's just like anyone that signs someone and gets injured.
Thank God. No, it's not.
It's not
the same as
I'm saying in fantasy, if someone gets injured and you just like let him go, like you brought him in, you're going to laugh at it. But I'm saying this guy's played games and he's been good.
Why are you comparing fantasy to that?
I don't know.
A gambling bet.
Let's go. Let's go. We'll go up. We'll go up to Wolves, and we'll go. Mateus Cunha confirmed 43 mil.
Because he was on loan before. Hey,
he was on loan. Yeah, but they signed him for £43 million. Three.
Do you know my answer, man?
Three, two, one. So he's just going to troll for the rest of the episode. MJ, why a? Because I'm interested.
This guy's very, I think he's very, very good, very talented. When he's been fit this season, he's been massive for Wolves. I think if they were to sell him, they'd make a lot of money. And I think he's definitely capable of going to bigger sides. So for that reason alone, I think it's a great signing. He improves his side. He's a very good player. And I think the sell on value is super high. So it has to be.
The reason I've gone B is for everything MJ said, but I just don't think... Regardless of how good Cunha is, the player type he is, it's not going to be an A for Wolves, because I feel as though what they need more is goals from someone who's going to play nine. And I don't think he'll ever be at the point for a team like Wolves where he's like a Mitrovic signing where he scores X amount, keeps them single-handed.
He's more of a creator.
He's exceptional at creating. He's exceptional at everything. But... Why, for me, it's not an A is because he does play up top. And for a team like that where they don't have goals coming from everywhere, they're not like a top-level side, he just lacks a little bit in the finishing department for a nine. So that's why I've done B. Bud, why have you done C?
I would say similar reasons as to what you just said. I think 40 mil is kind of a lot for a team like Wolves. Like, it's not like a Chelsea or a much bigger club spending the same amount.
Newcastle.
Yeah. So to me, someone that's been bought for that much, and we're not going to like sit here and say like he didn't have a bad spell throughout, I think, the start of the season. Or there was a period where he wasn't scoring and the results weren't coming for Wolves. And that's a team that depends on more on results rather than performances. I think that's probably why I'd give it a C.
One of you guys can want to fight with Bud, or you want to move on?
Okay, cool.
Brighton, João Pedro, 30 mil from Watford.
Is he only 30?
No. Oh, yeah, mil. Yeah, yeah.
£30 million, yeah.
That's pretty fucking good.
That's my guy as well.
It is your dog.
Three, two,
thank you.
One. Let's go. Wow. MJ, Jeremy Riley, B. Samuel Bud, C. Samuel Y, C.
I do think he's a great player. And I think Brighton have, you said 30 mil.
Mm.
I think 30 mil is great. It could easily be a B, but I just am basing it off him this season. I feel like he's been relatively inconsistent. I thought he was good in Europa League. And in the Prem, I feel like he's been especially goal scoring. And when he's playing, the team, the difference in the team is you can see it. You can see how they play is different. As opposed to when Welbeck's playing or when Ferguson's playing, I feel like Welbeck and Ferguson probably score more or the same amount of goals as João Pedro if they take penalties like him. I feel like they would score more goals, but I think it's similar to Cunha as where it's like he's an amazing player, but can he be the number nine that scores a lot of goals? I don't think so. And then as well with injuries, man, he's like, yeah, he's the injury guy.
I think he's kind of the opposite of that though. I think you notice a massive difference without him.
I completely agree.
They just seem to struggle, Brighton, finishing.
I agree with that, 100%. Yeah. I meant like in terms of results.
Okay.
No, I get that. I get that, yeah.
And like tallies.
19 goals, all comps.
Yeah, he was great in Europa League.
Are they mostly Europa? Or mostly
six,
Prem?
Five, and FA Cup, yeah. Eight in the league.
Okay.
In 23, wow, good. 23 games.
Consistent.
Yeah.
23 Prem games.
He started 12 games in the Prem. He scored 8 goals.
Fucking hell.
That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good.
Probably, I could say my bad. It's
probably more of an A.
Yeah, I could say my bad from the C.
Plus,
yeah. Nah.
Next year, yeah. Easily 60, 70.
Yeah. Nah, I'll change it to an A.
I think
we're allowed to change.
My memory of him is just at the start, he didn't score for ages.
He's an A.
Like at the start of the year.
I've only gone B because he has only started 8 games.
Yeah.
12 games.
Ah, he's an A. 12 games, sorry. 12 games.
I just said, oh, it's my dog just before.
Yeah, no, yeah. Give him a C. I don't know.
I'm being brutally honest here.
You're not. Nah, you're really not.
Being very
critical. For me, João Pedro is one of the best forwards in the league.
I think he's ability-wise, don't get me wrong, he's one of the best as well. I agree.
And you've given
this
him a C.
This has nothing to do with ability. Yeah, I think it's just other circumstances.
It's an A.
Okay. That's crazy. that's crazy. See,
you can listen to my other circumstances of my other podcast, bro. If you want to, Riley.
Let's go, West Ham.
Crack me up.
West Ham, we're going Kudus, 43 mil from Ajax.
Damn,
it's Mitch's dog.
I really like that signing.
3, 2, 1. We're all in agreement. I've done B for this one because for what you guys said about João Pedro, I think there's been periods throughout the season where he's dropped off. But his high periods are so high.
He's so good,
the difference he can make in games is so just max above any other player in their team.
Yeah,
that for me, he's clearly been a good signing for 40 mil. That's I think as cheap as you're going to get a player for that level of quality, for his age, for what he can do numbers wise. I think he's scored a lot of goals.
But pretending like he wasn't a player with Champions League experience, like he's the clubs he was linked with was like Arsenal, Liverpool, teams like that, Chelsea,
United,
probably.
Yeah.
He was linked with teams like that, and for West Ham, who finished very low last season, to snap him up and bring him in, he can play across the whole front three.
Yeah.
He can play even behind the striker. Yep. He can literally do anything that's needed, and now he's
playing nine when he first came in as well,
and now he's winning games on his own. Like he's incredible.
Yeah.
Why? What does Kudus need to go from B to A?
I just think consistency. If he can perform at a high level consistently, he's an A.
Yeah.
Because he's got everything else. He's got everything else to be an A. It's just adding that consistency, I think.
You guys reckon he leaves West Ham soon?
I could see him leaving in a couple.
I wouldn't
be
surprised.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'll get a pretty little penny for him.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. 100 mil, I reckon, when he goes by the time he
potentially
leaves.
Yeah. Samuel, just you alone. Calvin Phillips rating.
Is it a buy or loan?
It's a loan.
It's a loan. Isn't it? I think with the option.
Maybe option to buy, but it's a loan.
I know what they're clicking.
Yeah.
No. Is Calvin Phillips' career at big clubs finished?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's an E because Calvin Phillips, you've been at Man City, you've learnt under one of the best coaches in the world, best coaches ever, and you've come into a West Ham side where people thought you would be a standout. This is an amazing signing. He's a great addition. And you've stunk up the place, like very, very poor. And so you're not even in the lineup. Suchek is consistently playing games. Someone who I think is horrible. He's consistently playing games ahead of you. And for me, I don't think his career's finished at big clubs just because everyone's seen what he can do. He's not old. I feel like maybe with a preseason, with a, like, get a run of games again, confidence again under the manager. Because obviously you can't underestimate what playing sitting on the bench for 2 years would do to someone's confidence.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'd still rather take him over Hendo for Euros.
100%.
Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to United. First, we're going Mason Mount. 55 million pounds from Chelsea to United in the summer. I think he's only started 3 games.
He's been injured?
Yeah.
Been very injured, yeah.
Oh, he's lucky.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. I swear to God.
3, 2, 1.
He's so lucky he's been injured because if he wasn't injured, I was going to put an E.
For Chelsea, that's an A.
Yeah. For Chelsea, it's an A, definitely.
Big.
Yeah. Facts.
I think it's a D because even before, the signing didn't make sense.
Go. Yeah.
Before his injuries, before he ran into all these troubles, as a player who wasn't really too injury prone.
No.
Yeah, agreed.
It just didn't make sense why United chose to spend their money there in that position.
Please,
Mason Mount's primary position, 10.
Yeah.
Maybe left forward.
Yeah.
Not wing, not out wide.
At all.
Not in the 8, not deep, unless you're playing 2 8s, but United don't play like that. So for me, the signing never made sense to start with. It's like your best player in the whole club plays in his position and you're signing another player for 55 mil.
Both of them.
Yeah, literally the two best players.
Exactly. So it just doesn't make sense to me why they even went there in the first place. Chelsea were probably laughing because they needed to sell and homegrown player, 55 mil off the books, bang, pure profit.
I saw a thing where there was reports him like upset with going. He didn't want to leave Chelsea.
But he was linked to Liverpool.
Yeah, that would have been a great
where he would have been a good player, I think, in an 8.
100%. In one of
for
the,
Liverpool.
I agree.
Exactly like that, where Szoboszlai plays, in that exact position, my God, he would have done wonders for Liverpool.
I think so as well. And but
yeah,
he turned down Liverpool.
Opted for that. Got the number 7, right?
Must have
seven.
Been a wage.
Took the number 7.
I reckon
7.
It was heavily wage.
100%.
It must have been.
Influenced.
Like I said, he didn't want to go to United. Mm. Maybe he wanted to go to another team.
And there was rumors United that definitely not. Chelsea wanted him to take a wage cut.
They
before
didn't
he leave, before he left.
He was going to sign a new contract, but he wanted too much.
Yeah, he wanted,
and then
yeah.
We offered him one that he didn't like, and so he just stood on business.
Yeah.
And look at it.
Let's go, Rasmus.
Who?
Rasmus.
Hoyland.
It's an interesting one, this one.
Hoyland.
How much was it?
Hoyland, 75 million euros. Say about 65 million pounds. I'm torn. I'm torn. All right, 3, 2, 1. 4 C's, 1 B, MJ.
I think when we looked at the signing at the start, I would have been like, this is probably a C because you signed somebody without a lot. He didn't play too many games. He didn't have too much consistency. But I think now I've seen a striker that he has the capacity to be like the real deal. Genuinely, I think he could be the real deal. We can see what he's like when he's confident. He's got everything. He's got the defensive end, attacking wise. He can have that bag. And I think once things kind of align, which they've started to, yeah, he can score in every game really, and he can be the difference maker for United. So that's why it's pushed me to more of a B than a C, but I can hear a C definitely.
I agree. I think his slow start is probably why we have
everyone. His start was an E.
Yeah.
His start was awful in the league. He did score 5 in Champions League, but in the league he went goalless till December, I think, or January. Yeah,
it was a while.
Which was awful. But the thing I like about the Hoyland signing for them, United normally sign players and they're just absolutely no use to the next manager that comes in because
they sign strikers at the end of their career.
They do. But they suit the manager that has just
one,
come in.
For one manager.
But I feel as though he can play in a lot of different systems.
He can do everything.
He can do a lot. A so player. When Ten Hag gets fired at the end of the season, for me, he'll stay in the side when a new manager comes in because he has the
great,
ability. Yeah.
The only reason I put him as a C is because I just like try to think like of strikers that have been signed and what was a C. Because last year, Darwin was probably a B. A D, sorry, for everyone. That's probably like a D signing. So I'm just looking at like his output versus Darwin's. I think he's a better player. So I think a C makes sense.
That price tag as well is...
Yeah, it's the price.
It's hefty.
Yeah. Similar,
he's young,
it is.
But
similar
it's hefty.
Price.
Yeah.
He's what, 21?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. 21.75 mil.
Yeah. But alone, just by yourself, Andre Onana, 52 mil euros.
Ooh.
Specs try to tell us don't ever sign a black goalkeeper.
Yep.
You've given him a C. And I hear it.
I'd give him a B almost.
I'd say a B.
I think it's climbing towards the that way. It's going up. But I think the start was
horrible.
Worse than Hoyland's. I think not scoring, but still playing okay is better than what the mistakes he was making at the back.
Yeah.
And for me, as of late, he's been one of United's most consistent players.
He has been good.
I think he's just finally adjusted to the Premier League. I think that's what it looks like. And I think soon we'll see like the proper Onana. He's had not the best, I guess, team to play with. Like that guy said last week, United's injuries haven't helped anyone.
Different centre-back pairing exactly. as well.
Always changing back four.
Yeah, and he's a guy that probably would need a staple back, at least back two. Yeah. To know what they're like and what he can play like. Because at the start, he was doing things that they're not used to.
Yeah.
He was playing high and forcing Maguire and thing to play wider. And then them having to try to cover that space, they're too slow for that.
Mm.
So now he's realized he has to be a little bit deeper, but still he's on the ball still, which is it's complimenting them a bit more now. He's understanding them better.
Just to play Angel's advocate, is this Onana being a C, a case of
how bad Caicedo?
Now being a
playing better,
better because what he was awful. Or do you think he's been at the level of what they expected him to coming from Inter?
I genuinely think the last month.
Probably is that.
I think he's been
I think he's been good.
I think he's been good.
But he was one of the best keepers in Europe last season. Does he look like one of the best keepers in Europe, or does he look like just a keeper that's decent?
I think he looks decent because I think even though he's facing 100 shots a game, I still feel there's moments where you'd expect a solid keeper to make a save, which he's not making those saves as well. So,
or making saves you don't even expect to make from one of the best keepers.
Yeah.
I don't often see him make saves that he shouldn't be making.
Yeah.
And if you're one of the best keepers in Europe, surely you do that.
Yeah.
I also think that's due to the players in front of him though as well. When some of those players aren't up to scratch, some of the shots are getting through that probably shouldn't. I think that's why he's struggling with it a bit because he wouldn't have been getting as much of that at Inter.
I agree. I think United shouldn't be near the bottom two of shots faced in a game.
They are near the bottom
so
of shots faced. That
kind of has an impact on him having to pull. It's just going to be a matter of time before teams score if they're going to face that many shots.
But I'm going solely off goals I've seen them concede. And there's a large amount where I think, fuck, he could do better.
Same.
But also,
was that towards the start?
Which has nothing to do with the amount of shots. It's just specific goals that they concede. I'm like, you could pull off that save.
Fair bit of those have been deflections and stuff as well, though.
Yeah, some of them.
That's what I'm saying. If the line,
but he fucking trains for that shit.
But three of them this morning were
two. I wasn't talking about this morning at all. No.
But yeah, I don't know. I think this could be his level, just around this.
Yeah, fair enough.
And just be pulling off.
Let's go. We're at Spurs. James Maddison, 40 mil from Leicester. What are you guys putting it? Yeah, got a ranking?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. A, MJ, C. Samuel and MJ, you guys can talk to each other. Why is it a C? Why is it an A?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, if you want.
I think Maddison's transformative. Even if we look beyond this season, I feel like he's the kind of creative player you need, and that's hard to come by. I feel like he helps the system a lot. When he's playing, when he's fit, you can see how free-flowing that Tottenham system is. And I think it's so hard to find players nowadays that can provide that creativity, especially going forward, especially in a system where you need to be a bit more free-flowing, that attacking football that they want to play. And I think he's very much center to that. And I think it's been an excellent signing because for a long time, Tottenham have lacked that kind of player in the midfield. You know, they've had the hard workers. They've had Bentancur, who's excellent, but I think they've really lacked this player. And I think for them to sign him for the fee that they got him for, which they were going to have to pay a decent fee, but I still think it was a great price.
Yeah,
I think it's a very, very good signing for Tottenham.
Just to add on MJ's point before you go, I completely agree. I think there's maybe six players. I'm going to say 10 in the world that could play the way Maddison does and to the level he does. Maybe 10 in the world. Agree.
To me, Maddison is an A standard player. The only reason that
makes this, I was fighting between C and B. The only reason that makes this not a, like a very good signing for me is just because they knew he was injury prone and they signed him and he's injured again. And I feel like if you're a team competing for Champions League and if you're competing to stay up with the big guys, you need to have your best players fit. And if your second best player for me is somebody who's consistently injured, he missed what, 10 weeks already this season.
Yeah, for
cool. I just think like knowing that he is injury prone, maybe you wouldn't play him so much in certain games, or maybe you would like ease his like
manage his load.
Pause. Mm.
But it wasn't a muscle injury.
It was a tackle.
It was, yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, someone who deals with injuries consistently, you miss tons of games. It was like one of his only negatives at Leicester. Maybe that and consistency.
Yeah.
But now I feel like the consistency isn't an issue. It's just injuries. So, yeah, I think it is a B, but that's right. The reason.
Let's go Van de Ven, 34 mil.
Fucking hell.
Three,
the fuck?
Two, one. Riley Blood, B.
Yeah, look, I think he's been a great defender this year. I think he's really stepped into that role, especially playing with Romero. I think that partnership's really good together. I just think due injuries and recent form, I think I had to put it from an A to a B. I just don't think right now, obviously he's been a bit injured, but even just before that, before he got injured just recently, he just didn't look the same. I don't know whether that was from the injury or what was going on there, but yeah, it just had to change that for me.
Fair enough, bud.
I think we had a talk about, I think it was yesterday or the day before, about Neto's relying on certain attributes to make him good.
Mm.
And I think with Van de Ven, if he keeps getting like, this is two hamstring injuries, and he's someone that heavily relies on his pace. So to me, that is a bit of a worry sign. But performance-wise, he's been great for them. It makes the whole team just... I think him just playing makes the other players be able to just do their roles instead of having to worry about covering for like the second centre-back that's not as good.
Yeah.
So to me, he unlocks players to play at their full potential, which is be worthy.
Yeah. It's similar to like how City can afford to push players on because they know Kyle Walker.
Yeah.
Will just cover.
Exactly.
Will just recover everything. Like he is fucking rapid.
But there is just an asterisk next to
phenomenal
that.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Yeah. If the hamstring goes again, you'd be worried if you were a Tottenham
guy. Yeah. Big time.
Because that can't really happen to someone so young as well.
Exactly.
Not a good sign.
You guys want to add anything? I think he's like 22.
Yeah. He's
very young.
I just think, to be able to bring someone in who's young for such a low price and for them to easily stand out,
yeah.
I think for me, he's like, it's hard to just bring someone in and then be, especially as a defender, them just be like the guy, like be viewed as the guy. And like, he sits there and you're like, yeah, consistently for Tottenham, he's going to be a starter, future captain, whatever the case is. He's made Romero for the last couple of seasons has looked very average. And this season he's come next to him and now he looks solid. They look good. He's completely suits the way that Tottenham play. They play a high line. He's perfect for that. They play out from the back. He's perfect for that. I think everything about the signing just makes a lot of sense.
You know what it is? It's like when you walk in, say like you're a new signing for a team and you walk in and you see like players like Van de Ven and Madison, you instantly like start to think this is like a serious project. Like you see them training, you see them playing. Like for me, them two are like one of the better players at Tottenham, not just on the field, but it looks like they just take everything seriously. Like whether it's training, the way they talk about games and everything, it's just proper. Like they're about the project.
Yeah. And the last one for Spurs, just quickly, maybe just MJ Vicario, 17 mil, I think it was.
Oof.
Yeah, 17 mil from Empoli.
Excellent signing. I feel like in terms of age, price, impact.
Who we replaced.
Recruitment
excellent.
On point.
Excellent recruitment. Because they've had defensive and keeping problems and they've pretty much fixed those in terms of how we want to play. I'm not saying they don't concede goals because they do, but that's part of the system. It's part of how they play. But this guy is phenomenal. He probably, his expected goals, saves must be 2 to 3 that he's saving.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal. And I think he's had a great season. And I expect more. Like he's going to become better and better. He's already adjusted to the Premier League, but the more he gets comfortable, Tottenham are going to become a much tougher side to play against, and to score against them is just going to be harder and harder. But yeah, great signing.
Yep.
Yeah, facts.
All right, let's go Villa. Moussa Diaby. 47 mil, almost 50 mil. Three, two,
I thought you would have given one. Him an A.
Oh, shit.
It's first so unanimous. Disappointing, man.
Mm. Unanimous.
It's yeah. actually really disappointing.
I think we saw like the, okay, this is the real deal, but I think disappointment.
What makes it a C for me is the fact that Leon Bailey had just been at the club the whole time. And to me, especially his performances of late, the last few weeks, my God, he looks better than Diaby.
I was going to say, that's probably the positive of the signing. That has brought out the best in Leon Bailey.
Yeah.
Competition for places.
Yeah, because
has made Leon Bailey look like a different player this season. He looks compared to last season when he knew he was going to start.
He looks like a demon
game.
Right now.
Yeah.
Leon Bailey looks fucking dangerous, and he's doing everything that I thought Diaby would be doing this
year. Yeah, me too. Yeah. Well, Diaby started off doing that.
No, Diaby, I think is a great
signing.
It's a great signing alone.
Yeah.
But based on his inconsistency in performance,
yeah.
him losing his place in the squad. He has come in, scored goals.
Yeah.
He has done his part, and you need a squad to compete in three competitions, what Villa are doing.
It's also not wrong.
He hasn't
to be a C in your first season.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
I don't think so.
Especially a young guy to the league. Who's coming from Germany, a lot slower, the league, coming here and trying to play for, especially a manager who's very systematic. It like might be a little bit difficult to adapt and adjust. So for me, C's not bad. But it feels bad just because of how well he started the year.
Yeah.
I think it's just going to be, I feel like that's going to be back and forth, them two. Like, as in, might be just how it is, just for Aston Villa and them. Like, one will just be in form one time and the other.
Listen, they've got a lot of games and it gives them options, I guess.
Exactly. Because great.
He can play multiple positions. Diaby can play through the middle, he can play off the right, off the left even. Yeah.
Till Bailey goes United.
And he's in the French squad now as well.
For United.
Yeah, true. Let's go. We're up to third, Man City. They got some Gvardiol, 80 million euros. Three, two, one.
Oh my God.
Wow. I hear that though.
Harsh, bro. Extremely harsh.
I hear it though.
I don't know. I'm not impressed at all. There has been no moment where I've watched Gvardiol play and other than him being good on the ball, have I thought this guy is a top class defender. If anything, he has gone so far down in my list of defenders in the world that I don't even consider him as like a top defender anymore.
Yeah.
But is that because he's playing for City or because of him as a player?
Well, I've been able to watch him play as
a
player.
It's a City signing.
He's been signed playing in a position where he's not too familiar, so maybe I should afford him a little bit of
leeway,
but ultimately you're bought for X amount. I'm assuming when Guardiola signed him, they had a conversation about where he sees him playing because that's been his position all season. It's not like he's played a lot of games at centre-back and then played this left centre-back role. He's played predominantly as a left centre-back, like in a back three, because they play Stones as a six when they have the ball. So for me, watching Gvardiol play, you're in a system where it should really show off all your best qualities, how good he is on the ball. Then when they lose the ball, how strong he is, how fast he is. He looks completely average. I don't see a reason why they would even play him over Ake or anything like that. And for the price tag that they paid, you could have bought any defender in the world.
Not even a defender.
You could have bought any player in the world, but any defender for the problem that you had. And I think it's another year where City haven't solved their left back role.
But the reason I just changed mine to a D, and the reason is because they had Akanji and they had Ake, both who played in that left centre back role area, and both performed outstanding. And so you brought in a guy who
they also loaned out their old left back as well.
Yeah, exactly. And so you brought in a guy who, for me, he was supposed to be one of the biggest young talents in the world. Everyone said his name when they talk about best centre-backs, this and that. 80 million as well. you've got to, I think you have to perform at a high level to even for that to just be adequate. When you're 80 million, that's why I changed from C, because I feel like he hasn't performed at a good level for the whole season. I feel like he's been, if I was to say, I think he's been good at times, but average for the most most part. But when you have people you're playing instead of who have performed better than what you are performing this season, I don't know. Then that had to change.
And in the big games I watched, I've seen him get spun.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You guys want to add anything?
Yeah, look, to be honest, some good arguments. And I feel like he's definitely closer to a D than a C. I think my thing is probably just looking too far ahead in terms of like next season, he could easily become one of the best defenders in the league. But I think if we're looking at right now, I'd say, yeah, I'd probably change it to a D.
Yeah, I get you.
I don't think his performances have been good enough. Yeah, we can argue the system being in and out of the squad, so he's not had the time to really adjust and get those runner games. But I think from what I've seen, it just has slightly been a question mark of, is this guy really good enough to be playing? And that's probably why I'd argue he should probably be a D.
And that price,
I don't think an E, yeah, but I think a D, I could argue, yeah, I could
say. Yeah, I think A is.
And at that price, like...
The fuck thing is as well, sorry, but just quickly, it could be just like Grealish and next season he just fits the role.
Yeah, it could be.
Okay. But based on what I've seen right now, I'm not doing 100 mil signings, like almost 100 mil signings.
But that's also
giving them any leeway of what you should.
Yeah,
same reason we did.
But when you're coming to City, like it's such a different system. He's gone from being the guy at Leipzig, where he was literally like that guy, to now coming into a system where you play some games, you don't play others. Like it's very systematic. And Pep's just got his own ideas about things. Like that's hard to adjust to as a young player.
Leipzig out here scamming people with these centre-backs,
bro.
Mukiele, Konate, Upamecano, average. Konate plays 5 games.
Yeah.
Guardiola, 80 million.
Yeah. You guys want to do Kovacic or Nunes? Mateus Nunes.
Nunes plays more?
Nunes makes more sense. He was 50 it's million, similar. Wasn't he?
Kovacic was good, wasn't he?
30.
Played yesterday.
Wasn't he 30?
Nunes?
No, Kovacic. Yeah, he was like 30. Yeah.
Which one do you want to do? Sorry?
Do Nunes.
Nunes. Yeah. Okay. Nunes. Mateus Nunes. Three, two, one.
Yeah.
For me, it's the exact same, except this guy, at least Gvardiol looks like he could play for City.
Yeah.
Nunes doesn't even look like he's in the right team.
Yeah.
Like he looks like the level is genuinely too far above for him.
Yeah, I hear that.
Which is a surprise.
If my manager ever came out and said the reason I'm not playing is because like my touch isn't good enough and I'm not good enough.
Yo.
What? You just signed me. You literally just signed me.
Yeah. Facts.
Especially because him and Kovacic, they could both be an E because they were both bought to replace this role that Gundogan was and what he provided.
Unbelievable.
And Gundogan's like importance to the team has not been replaced at all. Mm. Like there's zero part of what he brought has been replaced.
I think it shows how important he was now.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. Rodri looks tired. Rodri can't take games off Ramadan. And Gundogan can just play six because now there's no one else to play there. Kovacic can't play there. Nunes can't play there. And they've literally had to drop Bernardo Silva into that role more often than the other midfielders. And for me, it's like, how are you 50 million? You could have gone to Liverpool. You could have gone to all these big clubs that wanted you. And you chose to go to City, a team that is so purely possession-based, like technique, like tactics, where you're like this raw, like physicality is your thing, running with the ball, driving with the ball. And you come to City and you cannot even like get into the lineup at all.
Yeah. It goes to show how good City are and also how lucky they are that they can have two players completely underperform their value and still be on for a treble.
Must be nice.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Must be nice.
Not even just two.
Let's go Liverpool. We'll start with Dominic Szoboszlai. Three, two, one. Let's show. MJ and I have gone D, Riley, Samuel Budd, C. Who wants to go first?
I mean, I get from your guys' perspective that it's like, it's kind of like proving a point. It's kind of like when you got, when you put Haaland outside of your top 10 best players. No, no, I'm just saying, like, I feel like it's like, it's today. Trying to highlight.
Would you do that today? Just question.
Do what?
Would you put Haaland outside top 10?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. If it was like football, like technical ability, of course, but.
He wouldn't be in top 70. Technical
ability. Yeah, in fact. But what I was saying is, I feel like the D pause is highlighting his run of being poor recently and possibly, average games. But I do think.
By recently, you mean like last 3 months, no, like half of the season?
I'd say about the last 2 months, and in that 2 months, he's been injured for 3 or 4 games.
I'd say, yeah, December, January, February.
I wouldn't say that. But I do think his performances look more, they look worse now because of how good he started off the season. I feel as though if he had just played average the whole time, we could have just said C, even a D. We could have said a D, but you could have just been like, oh, he's decent. He's doing a job Liverpool at first. It's decent.
Yeah.
And you could have said C. But I feel like this guy, especially me, how good he was, which is why he's a C, how good he started the season and how great he's looked at times, it doesn't make sense to me why he hasn't been able to keep that as to a consistent basis. And so, yeah, I get the D shouts, but to me, I think it's a bit harsh.
For me, he has to be a D, one, because of expectation, even if you include the first month of the signing. That's when he was really just, he just
cooking,
started as if he'd already been in the Prem.
Yeah.
And we had Liverpool fans screaming, next Steven Gerrard.
I still think
generational. He's going to finish the season as top three midfielders in the league. All these things were coming from Liverpool fans. So to see where he is now, the signing has, you have to look at him and say, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Yeah, what's happened?
Because he, I don't know, he's being outperformed by Endo. Random 30-year-old guy that nobody had ever heard of before this season started. True. McAllister, who was having a very average season up until when they swapped sides, I think, which was around December. Swap performances. They did Freaky Friday.
Yeah, they did, yeah. I agree.
McAllister just absorbed Endo, Szoboszlai. Yeah, the other way around. I think a lot of Liverpool fans will say McAllister's had a better season than Szoboszlai.
I think McAllister's been... he's had a very good, better season than Szoboszlai.
So for me, I think he's being outperformed by all of their midfielders, even Curtis Jones.
Been phenomenal this year, man.
So for me, he has to be a D because he was 60 mil, 70 mil.
Yeah, 60.
And he's just been irrelevant.
I don't think he's been irrelevant.
Some great points, Jez. Had to change.
I don't think he's been irrelevant. And I've noticed-
For the 3 months, I think he's been irrelevant.
I definitely noticed when he's not there. Maybe it's because of the replacement issues. But I notice when he's not there, especially with the level of
good-looking players.
No,
Think if Salah was there, you'd still notice him missing as much? Or do you reckon, if Salah was playing?
But that was one of our best runs as well. We were winning consistently when Salah wasn't there. I think it was the game where I noticed him not being there the most was that Arsenal game where we were just completely played off the park. We didn't have
Salah. You're not talking about Szoboszlai.
I'm talking about Szoboszlai.
Okay, yeah.
We didn't have the legs in midfield, and I think that was our big... The midfield got completely dominated. We got overrun, and that hasn't happened at all this year except for that game. And I think, to me, if he was in that game, it's...
I don't think so, because you played City, and he was average.
He was average. No, but...
And you guys were better in midfield.
What he brings physically is a lot. He brings a lot, especially when we have... what Henderson used to bring.
Yeah, and I think that for 70 mil is crazy.
No, but I'm not saying that's all he brings because it's not all he brings. But I'm saying even when he's performing badly with the ball, what he brings without it is still very important.
What he brings and what we thought he brought, he left in Germany.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Because you saw what he can bring, so I don't think he should be.
He left it. He forgot to pack it.
You saw what he can do.
At the start of the season, you were saying he hasn't been fantastic.
I said he looks good, yeah. I never said fantastic.
You probably said phenomenal. You said this guy looks... They said Steven Gerrard, I don't know, right now.
Said he looks like Steven Gerrard regen.
Mum's life, you did.
Oh, fuck. You said the Liverpool fan said it. Even worse.
Yeah.
Even worse.
But that's what I'm saying. You've seen how good he can
be. So maybe there was an international break, he went back.
Doesn't like Liverpool. I don't, what I saw from him to what like I see now, it's yeah, a little bit of a jump, but it's not like he's been playing terribly.
And this morning,
he had been terrible.
He's been terrible in games.
But you're allowed to have like those one-offs, but I don't think it's been enough to be like D level. I think he's still a C right now.
Okay. And rating. I think, especially this morning, he was good. And everyone, why is all Twitter saying that he's not good? This morning, he was so good.
I think, yeah, because the standard of what's good now is just like...
Yeah, it just changes every year.
He was very good, I'm saying.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let's go. McAllister, 35 mil from Brighton. Three, two, one.
I really wanted to do an A as well.
I really wanted to do a C.
MJ? So yeah, for me, look, it's a good signing. I think it was a great fee.
What was the fee? 20 something?
35.
35.
Yeah, great fee, good signing. He's a good player. I just think he needed to do more and be more. And that's my only criticism, because I think he's going to be good in the next 2 years. You know, him, Szoboszlai, they'll be one of the best players in the league for sure, as in midfielders. But I think for now, I just needed more consistency for that signing. Yeah. I needed him to just control games a bit better and to be more than what he's kind of been. And I think we're starting to see that from the last couple games. So that's the only reason why I'm saying it to see. Not the player, just the performance and the consistency.
Mine's completely recency biased. It's similar to,
has to be,
the way we viewed Jackson. But for me right now, of how I've seen him play in the higher role, the 8/10, whatever it's called, he's completely controlling all the games, every game that we've played, and he's been our most influential player, definitely most influential, like in terms of creating chances and just everything that that's what we thought he would do, he's doing there. And so he's been scoring, he's been getting assists, he's been contributing. So definitely recency bias based, but I think that's what we signed him for and he's doing it now.
All right, let's go. Last Liverpool one, Endo, 20 mil. No, sorry. 16 mil. Three, two, one. Bud, you want to go first? You're going to say it or do I have to say it?
You can.
You don't know what I'm going to say.
Nah, I have other things to say, but
I think for me, Liverpool fans in general,
glazing?
But they're getting gassed over a bit too much.
You know what it is?
A bit too much. Only because they had such low expectations for Endo that anything now looks like fucking...
And they were crying because they didn't get any of the players they wanted in that position. Yeah,
and now it's kind of like, fuck,
we have to say this is good.
My old girl was so bad. And
bro, I said this in one episode and you guys were all looking at me all weird.
I wasn't here, I don't think. But it's like my girl's all right, but I have to say she's bad. And even when she does look good,
I literally,
I'm gassing it up to her being
were
like-
Were you here when I said this?
That was them at the start when they signed him as well. Endo.
It's really not.
Because one, if we're going to judge the signing fairly, he's 30.
Which is why it's a B.
He's why it's a B is defensively-
if it's 30, it should be less than-
Yeah. He defensively, he's good, but we're not going to pretend like he's a deep lying playmaker. Like he can literally change games for Liverpool. He can't. What he is good at is off the ball, winning the ball, getting it, moving it, which is why Fabinho was so good. But he was doing that in an elite level, and that was for we'll say 3 to 4 years.
Two to 3 years.
Okay, 3 years. Yeah. 3 years. Endo, past this season, I wouldn't be surprised if you replace Endo next season.
I don't think we will.
And for that much glazing, you guys...
And they're acting like he's transformative.
Exactly. He is. If Liverpool had the option to sell one player right now come out of that lineup,
he would be. They would be dropping him off at the airport, the fans.
100%.
They would. It's not true. I'm telling you.
Someone will do a thank you video
even this
of
morning,
Endo.
They don't mention it now because they love Endo, but he got walked past a couple times.
Yeah,
he got walked past.
Someone's going to make a thank you Endo video soon.
That's why we can't watch the highlights and say this guy wasn't good, because in the game today he was good. Liverpool completely bossed the midfield, especially for 60 minutes of the game.
They bossed the midfield, but what I'm saying is that could be done by pretty much any player in Europe that's a DM that's not 30 years old.
Last year we struggled so much, especially because we didn't have a six who could do what he's doing.
Yeah, because your one was broken.
Yeah, but
he was just broken.
But it proves to me that the archetype we needed wasn't somebody who was – it's not somebody like Thiago who we need to just break lines and be press resistant and be this and be that. Endo's definitely not bad on the ball as well. He's relatively good on the ball. But what he does bring defensively, winning the ball back, is what makes – what we are challenging for the title now, and he is a big part of it. Whether or not, if Liverpool win the league this season, it's an A signing because you brought him in.
No, it's not.
It is because you brought him in to do a job for a certain amount of time. The same reason you brought Jorginho in to do a job for a certain amount
of
time.
But he's not doing that role at a fucking top tier level. No, he is not.
Yes, he is.
He's doing the role of what you thought Endo would be at a top tier level. No. He's not doing the role of a six that's performing at the top level.
He's doing.
He isn't.
Yes, he is.
He's only playing one side of the game.
No, he's not.
And for a six to be transformative, has it got nothing to do with being on the ball?
Just saying he's only doing one side of the game. Endo's better on the ball than Fabinho ever was.
Fabinho wasn't good on the ball.
Exactly. But and Fabinho, though, was regarded as one of the best defensive midfielders in the world. And Endo is better than him on the ball. So saying that he
but he's not better than him off the ball.
But you're saying he only does one side of the game.
He does only do one side of the game. He did Fabinho. Nobody ever said Fabinho was great on the ball.
He wasn't.
Yeah, but he was doing the other side at an exceptional level. And Endo is not doing that.
He is.
Liverpool fans are pretending like he is because they need someone to be doing
there's
that.
No reason to
but
pretend.
He's not.
There's no
there
reason
is a
to
reason
pretend.
To pretend.
There's not.
Because you have no other option.
It's the Glazers.
But it's not a reason to say that he's outstanding and he's unreal because we don't have another option. Last year, we didn't have another option for the start of the
What's
season.
What's that family?
Nine,
the Glazers?
And I was saying that Darwin's bad. He didn't have another nine option. I wasn't just going to sit there and be like, yeah, Darwin's this.
They just put icing on big bag MJ, of shit. That's all
what's
it is.
That? Nah, it's not. Rich family, the Glazers?
CDM.
Is he from the Glazers?
Is that not true?
It is. No, I agree.
I would say so. But this season, I would say, if we're talking about right now, who I would pick to be DM, let's fit.
You would replace him by
is
with
top five
any
CDMs itch? In the league this year?
I think he's top five. Of as of obviously if we're
he hasn't been.
I'm saying if we're counting the whole season as a whole, then no, because he wasn't good for the whole season. But as of right now, Mum's Life top five, I would pick Endo in the top five DMs right now in the Premier League.
You would take Caicedo over Endo right now.
For the future, yes, but not right now. Not to play
for
a game
right
tomorrow.
Now you
no, Mum's Life I wouldn't. To play a game tomorrow.
This is the disillusion. This is the
why
delusion.
Why is that delusional? He's performing at a level way higher than what Caicedo's performing at the moment. He's making a way bigger team
that's 50
no,
times
it's
better.
Yeah, it's just Endo's just performing at a higher level than what you expected. Not better
that's
than
exactly
anyone
what
else.
It is.
Yeah, he is
it's
better.
Not. No,
he's
it's not.
Better than other players.
It's not.
Because I can say that Endo has been better than Szoboszlai in the games recently. And it's
Szoboszlai's
not.
Been
because
trash.
Szoboszlai's been bad.
No, but
he's been
easy
a big
to
bag of
that.
Shit. That's why.
You just, yeah, I'm no, saying it as a
Szoboszlai's
season.
Szoboszlai's been fucking dog shit. That's why.
Yeah, we're just talking now. We're just talking for no reason.
Endo, I give you the fact that he's had good performances and he's played a part
to be this
in certain games.
I'm telling you, he's allowed us to be this good.
But I don't know what you mean about this good because throughout,
good?
He wasn't this good that you're talking about all from the start of the season to December. And you were still first in December. So he is not the reason you're this good.
He's the reason that facts. Right now we're able to play the way that we're playing. He's
what
the
is
reason.
That? You just lost to United.
Okay.
How you are now isn't revolutionary how good Liverpool is. You're not at the best Liverpool that we've seen this season right now. No way you are.
But have they won two in the...
Do you think we are?
No way you are.
I don't think one loss to United means that we're not.
I'm not saying just to United, but I'm saying
I think one loss
right now.
I think we are. The best Liverpool that's been this season, we are right now.
So you're at the best without your best player? Salah.
Literally started the last two games.
By two games, you mean, didn't you play... You're counting Europa Sorry. League as the two games. Oh. He didn't start against City.
Yeah, the Europa okay. game. And then
yeah.
game.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and then he came on the two games before that.
Yeah. No, it's
he is.
Delusion. That's
it's
delusion.
Delusion.
That is
right
delusion.
Now, as of right now, who are the five DMs better than Endo in the Premier League? As of right now. Jorginho? Yeah, you can say Jorginho, but then you can't say Rice. You can't because Rice isn't playing there. No, you don't play with two sixes.
This is what this what? Is the reality of the Endo signing.
It's
when
not,
they bought him, they already had
that's
an excuse lined up
good.
For if he was
that's
bad.
That's what I'm saying. That's what makes the signing good. That's what makes us apologize.
No, but he's only exceeding his
It's
expected.
Not exceeding his expectation.
It is.
The sooner
you
realize-
Like you just said, you didn't have an expectation
But it's not exceeding his expectation.
It is.
He's exceeding performances of players playing DM.
No, he isn't.
He's exceeding
he's
performances of Liverpool players
anything
this
is, it's what- I'm not going to say it, but yeah.
Right now, Paulinho, you'd take, yeah?
Yeah.
For Liverpool,
yeah.
You would take Rice.
I'm not saying Rice because you'd we're talking Bissouma. About DMs. We're talking about you'd DMs take Bissouma? Right now. Yeah, I'll take Bissouma.
You'd take Rodri.
You'd take Caicedo, but he won't say it.
I would not. I would take Caicedo for the future. I'm saying right now to play a game for me tomorrow.
Would you take
He's
Sa?
30 years old.
No,
no, but Sa can't be Sa and Bissouma.
Why? You can take both.
They no, play, but I'm saying DMs years. Right now. It's like I'm not going to say I'm going to take
Douglas Luiz.
I'm not going to take. I'm not going to
take Douglas Luiz.
I would, but
you take Kamara.
Douglas Luiz doesn't bring.
You would take Douglas Luiz as your six over Endo.
Right now, for
if
a game
a Liverpool
tomorrow,
fan tells me no, they wouldn't. We can just move.
We
on.
We have to because the way that, but right you can now, understand tomorrow, that the way that a team plays it changes whether you who you need in that position. Endo, we don't need.
When we're saying this about a certain someone,
they didn't want to hear it.
So. You it changes what we need in the DM.
You don't think?
Do you remember this?
He's talking like about this, the Martinelli and Foden.
Listen, and they didn't want to hear it, but they're taking Endo over Douglas Luiz.
I didn't say I am, but I'm saying that. You
so
can
would
see,
you take him or not for tomorrow?
But you can see that. Well, it's different. It's obviously different.
It's just a yes or no. Would you take Douglas tomorrow?
You're doing
or not?
Bud's procrastination.
Nah, I wouldn't.
Okay, you there
take,
we go.
You heard it take, first. I wouldn't take him tomorrow. I would take him for next season. Yeah,
you
of
heard
course.
It here
I
first, ladies and gentlemen.
There's not many players I would take.
I would take
for
fucking Lerma over Endo.
Yeah, but I think you're just because you haven't actually.
I would take James Garner over Endo for next season. Oh,
yeah, but
of course I would.
I'm saying
and now
you obviously clearly don't watch us play and watch what he does.
I've watched you play. Trust me, I watch you play.
I don't think you do. I don't think you'd see Liverpool.
You know who I would take over Endo? I would take what's the six for Brentford?
It's okay.
Norgard. I would take him over Endo.
It's okay.
This is you don't actually see what he's doing. This is what happens. So their performance, so this is the like the mean, and this is what they're doing. But then with Liverpool Glaze, it's like it's past the roof.
So he was tossing up between Douglas Luiz and Endo.
Yeah, that's what it tells me that
you are second. And that's my whole point. You were first when Endo wasn't performing. You were first.
Yeah, but
you went top.
It's
you
different.
Were second and then went first. Nah, and you're second with him and you're now using it as an argument for why you're second. But for me, you were there already.
No, without if we don't have Endo this season, we drop off.
That's
into,
not what I said because you
I'm
don't
saying,
have anyone
saying,
for the position.
I'm saying we did. We have McAllister.
But if you replaced Endo with any other player that plays six, you'd have you'd have the exact same outcome.
I disagree.
All right, let's go Arsenal quickly. Let's wrap this up. We're going to start with...
Who the hell did you sign?
Let's start with Declan Rice. Quickly, we'll just go in order of cost. 3, 2, 1.
I don't need to say anything here.
Yeah.
I think we've heard it in every podcast.
I think this is the only player that got 5 A's.
Yeah. Should have been Cole Palmer as well, but yeah.
I don't think so. This is why I don't think so. This is what I mean.
I think
he's just been at everything. He's performing teams
I'm
high
not gonna argue
and everything.
It's Rice, but
MJ. That's why I chose it for now.
You got anything to say about this guy or no?
You gonna say anything
about
Cole
Palmer?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's been adaptable. He's been able to play at a super high level at 8 when we've needed 6. Yes, our style has changed, but I think without him there, it'd probably be the biggest loss this season in terms of like impact, what he's provided, his consistency level, his leadership, his energy. It's just been phenomenal.
If we went back, like we asked Bud about Caicedo, would you pay it again? I would pay 130 mil.
I'd pay more based off what we've got. Because I was critical of the fee that we paid. I was critical that, damn, we're paying a lot of money for a guy who, yeah, he's been in the Prem, he's been good, but he hasn't shown that kind of value. But he's showing that, definitely. He's showing that.
Are you saying that? Based off performances now? Or are we saying like at the start of the year?
At the start of the year.
West Ham. No, like... No, but you're kind of rating it as... Because you've seen him play at Arsenal.
Yeah.
You'd pay another 130. I'm saying if it was from West Ham, would you pay 120 again?
No, but I...
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking you.
No, but I said that.
That's not what... Yeah, he said...
Yeah,
he
no,
said
at the start of the season. I know what you meant.
No, but he was he said he was critical of the 100
mil. Okay. Yeah.
At the start of the season, I was like, why are we paying this much? But now...
Yeah, it makes sense.
I'd pay that much. I'd pay more.
We should give him back more money. Genuinely, we should give him more. Because I feel bad. Yeah. And Ketia for free. Would you take him over Endo?
Fucking of course.
24?
24 years, yeah. You know,
he's young.
No, he's 25. His birthday's early in the year.
He's 24.
He's young, bro.
Yeah, he's 24. All right, let's go. Kai Havertz, 65 mil from Chelsea. Three, two, one.
Oh, Riley, you thought they were going to go B. That's probably why you went B.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay. So tell me why you put B then.
Man, recency bias.
That's your whole answer?
He's starting to win them games now. What more can you really say, man? A player that's coming in who's winning you games for what, 75 mil?
65.
65 mil, filling a position you needed.
65 really, million.
Like, what more?
What do you got to say?
Nothing. I put him a B.
Okay. So what do you want?
I put nothing. I put him a B because I think based off expectation, he was expected to come in and perform.
By Arsenal.
Yeah, yeah. Not by the rest of
us. Not by anyone in the world.
Not me, no,
yeah, okay.
No. I thought Arsenal would realise this guy's not worth it.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Kai Havertz is this amazing player and this amazing footballer. I don't think he'll ever be that.
Never, mm-hmm. ever.
But the same way to me that Thomas Muller...
No, I agree.
The same way to me that Thomas Muller is extremely impactful and can do things that other players can't do, and he provides versatility that other players don't provide. Mm-hmm. And Arsenal have looked their best this season when Kai Havertz has played number nine. Whether that is a diss to Jesus or whether that's a diss to the other players, Trossard, whatever the case is, but Arsenal have looked their complete best, or whether that's Jorginho playing six.
I don't know if I agree, but continue.
But Arsenal, for me, have looked their best in this period where Kai Havertz has been playing number nine. He improves his finishing. He can go from a B to an A, I think.
You go.
For me, I think... because he was at quite a low level at the start, I think people are kind of
over-emphasizing
how good he is. Because mm-hmm. exactly. I think what he's doing now is what I expect him to do based on the fee, based off what he should be doing. So mm-hmm. For me, that's why it's a C. I think for me to give him a B, and I'm not going to argue that because I think he's been performing well, I think he needs to be almost doing what he's doing now every game.
Till the end of the season.
Yeah, till the end of the season. Whereas until I get that, I'm going to say it's a C because it's kind of everything's kind of like leveled out. So, okay, he's doing what we need. That's
when I said that last week, you guys were saying I was crazy.
What did you say?
I said it was leveling out now because what? I said at the start, we're not going to forget how poor he was to now.
We said that he was bad at the start though.
Yeah.
But I'm saying he's leveling now. Hence why I'm not convinced just yet.
He means leveling out as now his performances are really good. Before they were really bad, so now it's leveled out.
It's coming back to see.
Not he's performing average right now.
No, I'm not saying average. I'm saying performance as well is leveling out.
So you think? Do you think recently Kai Havertz has been performing really well?
Better than what he showed at the start of the year.
No, that's exactly. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying
he's been performing better than average.
Do you think he's performing really well?
Better than what I expected. Yes.
That's not the fucking question.
Yeah. It is because what I expected is average. So he's performing better than average.
Okay. Anyway, yep. All right, let's go Raya, last one, because Timber's... I mean, we can do Timber, but he's been injured.
He'll get a knee.
ACL. Let's go David Raya on loan from Brentford. I think it's confirmed that we'll buy 27 mil. But yeah, let me know.
Shout out Rams, though.
3, 2, 1.
Actually, yeah, I'm going to keep that.
Go.
Oh, no, you go.
No, I was only going to say, I think if he performs how he's performing now to the end of the season, it's an A because one, the fee. Two, we've got a keeper that's probably at the perfect age for keepers. And
is he 25?
27. And so I think 5 years we have him to be reaching his prime. Yeah. For a keeper, I think that's the ideal age. And just how good... he's made us look this season when we're at our best. A lot of it is down to Raya.
I'd agree. I feel like our best this year is probably better than last season. I think we've seen that we're way more focused, and that starts from the back, that starts from him. I think in terms of his decision-making, it's been excellent. And I feel like this signing is definitely going to give us that next level. As much as I love Ramsdale, I just think Ramsdale is... they're very similar in terms of goalkeepers, but I think we can get a little bit more of that next level edge with Raya, which I didn't agree with until I reckon the last 5-6 games, and I've kind of accepted that.
You were very pro Ramsdale.
I was. But he is. I think he gives us that edge which we lacked last season, and I didn't expect that so quickly from Raya. And I think he's.
I got a question for you guys. do now knowing this 27 mil, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
how much you guys have improved having him.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I put him as a B is because at the start of the year, I just really thought you didn't need him because same. Last year Ramsdale was great.
Yep.
Same.
Do you guys now think that 40 million for Ramsdale
to sell?
No, no. You signed him for 40 million.
25 right? mil.
Oh, was he 25? Don't worry then. I thought he was 40 million. I was going to say, do you think that was a waste of money?
No, yeah, it was 25 mil.
And well, I feel like
it I think we'll be able to sell Ramsdale for around 40 mil.
No, he's saying, is it a waste because this guy was not?
Yeah, like you were able to get 40. A keeper yeah. for the same amount, Raya for the same price, 10. And you've replaced Ramsdale so like quickly and with so much ease. Because I didn't feel like anyone else was after Raya, right? There was not really any other teams that.
No, I felt, he was linked. I'm fairly sure he was linked. He was linked to Chelsea. Yeah,
maybe
he was
Tottenham.
Linked to Bayern because they didn't have a keeper at the start of the year.
Yeah.
And no, not Tottenham. Somewhere in Spain. Sommer?
Maybe it was Madrid.
Yeah, Bayern got Sommer.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't yeah. they?
No, they no, had him last
they
year.
They had him and then he went to Inter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's
but
right.
yeah, I was just...
That's right.
The Ramsdale thing...
Yeah, Ramsdale's only 25 mil.
It was crazy because Ramsdale was like, you guys all said he was the second best keeper in the... third best. Or even second best. The best last season, you said.
I thought he was the best last season, but I think he was the third best.
It's wild to me that he's just now...
So easily replaced. It's
yeah,
crazy.
Doesn't even touch yeah. the pitch. You probably feel a bit shitter when he plays.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is just fucking crazy to me that
I just don't think you needed him. Like Ray has been great, but there was literally no need.
Wait, needed who?
Oh, I don't know, bro.
I don't.
I think they play out better.
No, but I think
we play out better.
Nice. According to you, though.
Okay, go.
Last year, Ramsdale, you said he's the
I've
second.
I've been from I reckon the earliest. Saying I like Raya more than
no, I know you have.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm saying last year you said that Ramsdale was the second best playing out keeper mm-hmm. in the Premier League. You're saying even like close to the world.
Yeah,
he was playing out.
Yeah.
So I get where Riley's coming from, saying that it's not needed because Ramsdale could have improved this season.
It's a bias though of watching Arsenal. I've now watched Raya and watched.
I know, but
Ramsdale yeah, and
we know we never talk about biases
Raya,
though.
Yeah, but you're asking me why.
No, I know. You now. But I'm just saying that those were the statements about Ramsdale. He was best mm-hmm. keeper in the Premier League last season, second best keeper at
he
playing
He can have
out.
Been best keeper in the Premier League last season.
But for Arsenal to replace him, that mm-hmm. which I get why Riley's saying it's not needed. Because if we're talking about the best keeper in the Premier League last season, you wouldn't go replace Saka on the right. You know what I mean?
Do you think they bought him to replace
argument.
Him though?
It kind of is though.
For me, simply, we've just improved with Raya and you can see the difference. Defensively, a lot better. Conceded way less chances than last year. Conceded less goals than last year. How assured we look playing out of the back. Just all round, we're a better side. So I feel as though you can't really make the argument for why Ramsdale versus Raya is a thing because he's just exceeded.
Yeah, and I feel like it's about margins. And Arteta's made it clear that to be better, it's about the small details. And I feel like we get those details with Raya in goals. And I feel like that's the reason why, like you said, defensively, we're the best team in Europe now, as well as like how we play. I think our best this season is better than last season. And I think that's a lot to do with the players that we brought in and Raya in goal as well. And I love Ramsdale, but yeah, that's just the way it is.
Definitely. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. This has been Grading App.
They don't know how hot Nairobi. It is.
They don't know how hot Nairobi. It is in this studio, bro. Happy Ramadan, guys. If you Eid Ramadan Mubarak.
We're back next week, games night, but make sure you comment below which ratings we got wrong and who had the biggest howler for ratings. You know who it is.